Blog Talk Radio. code.
Take a pose.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's leave.
Queen Bee.
The legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battle. Who will bring 2013 in with a victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? With the hottest categories and the hottest competition, grand prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all teen, hot fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is gonna be fierce. Not shady, but fierce.
The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grants include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tiptonwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Bowl with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi Mizrahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have Benji Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
East Coast?
Legendary.
Legendary.
Legendary. Legendary. Legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
Kelly. Mizrahi. Mizrahi. A legendary mother, the Kelly. The Mizrahi. A legendary mother, Mizrahi.
I got the shot to see. I went to jail for this boy and everything today. Yeah.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. But like I say all the time, we're the only radio station, you know? So we're here, we're live, we're on the air. We're definitely going to get the madness and the shade and everything started. So you girls in the chat room want to know, is the show going to be as hot as the room? We can bring the room to the show. It's all in one, honey. But I'm going to go and get my girlfriend, and I'm going to bring my girlfriends on. We're going to get the madness, and we're going to get the shade and all of this shit started right motherfucking now. Without further ado, you already know. I don't have to say anything else. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gotcha herself. She's the bitch that says what you want. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Miss Alexis Snow, you already know.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, boys and girls. How's it going?
Yes, honey. I see we have the world famous, infamous T Swiller himself, shady man himself, honey. It's Jason Bridges is on the line.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kiki, motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work and turn
and work.
Hunt, honey.
Jason.
Well, well, well. It's beginning to look a lot like shade outside.
Yes, it is.
It's really thick, honey. I don't know, honey.
Tea at every cup.
Yes, it's really thick outside and all types of things, honey.
Mm.
It was great, bitch. I'm about to read. I'm gonna read a bitch tonight, honey. Because I'm gonna have to read a bitch, Miss A. And I've been trying to be real nice and be real respectful about the situation, but it seems like bitches want to fucking play with me, so I have to read a bitch, because I know bitches see me texting them, and I know bitches see me on their motherfucking status, bitch. I want my motherfucking coin, Miss Fang, for my motherfucking garment that was never produced, okay? And I'm going to have to read a bitch tonight, Miss Fang. And then I'm going to have to show these bitches exactly what the fuck shade is, Miss Fang. Bitch, okay? Because you're going to always have to come and see mother, okay? But, you know, that's just for right now. I don't know, honey. Hassan and Camaro, I see that y'all are making the ebony motherfucking blonic battle hot for MLK weekend, honey, because y'all are reading nasty in that room, Miss Thing, girl. This post just was put up 3 hours ago, Miss Thing, and y'all battling with Miss Marco Pitcher right now with y'all comments on this motherfucking post.
Okay.
So what's the tea, Hassan, honey? I know Hassan is on the phone lines, and he's listening, and he's in the chat room. Everybody, I'm live on cam, so y'all go check me out on cam. So Hassan and Camaro, if y'all want to come out and play. The girls want to know what the fuck is going on. Where is all this hostility and this anger is coming from with Milan, with Camaro and Hassan in this room, Miss Thing. And I want to give a big shout out to all my fake profiles, because all the fake profiles are out tonight on their posts.
Yes, they are, Kelly.
So big shout out to y'all. I'm always wash face, baby. I'm always wash face. I don't do that paint stuff, honey. That's only when I come around the girls, honey. I'll be painting, honey. I'm always washed, honey. But we got people on the phone lines already. I don't know why people are on the phone lines. So let's see. 347-569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on? This is Brian Versace.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, darling. Hey, Jason. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just listening in. And, Kelly, I was just I haven't heard from you, sweetie. And I was just letting you know that you have a Christmas gift under my fabulous Christmas tree, sweetie. You know where I live at.
I'll definitely come by.
Yes, and on the 24th is at my house party, sweetie. So, and that's my birthday. You're more than welcome.
Okay. I'll definitely be by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, the next caller we have is a... What you saying, Alexis?
The girls is in my inbox. Carrie, go ahead.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Who is these new people he called out, girl?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Ooh, he cute.
Okay, private caller, you're going. This is exactly why private callers get the tone, honey, when they try to call in here. But we're definitely here to definitely recap the balls that happened this weekend in motherfucking Chicago, the legendary House of Escada Ball that happened this weekend in Chicago. We're also here to recap the icon Tony Revlon's second Friday Awards Ball that happened in, I think, South Carolina or North Carolina this weekend. Well, in the Carolinas this weekend. We're definitely here to...
This said, Camaro, you just wanted to get my girls for status. I can't with these girls in here.
They are reading like that?
Yes.
This is Carrie.
Why y'all reading for blood like that?
Hold on. Somebody missing out of the chat room. Where is 15?
And we are here to also recap the free ball that Mario Balenciaga had on Friday. And Chicago, and we have to recap the Kiki ball that they had last night in South Carolina or North Carolina, the Carolinas, and we got to also recap the Kiki ball in New York City also.
God.
Alexis, you is over there falling out.
This killing me. It's so fucking...
Why are they reading like that? Why you girls are reading like that in the chat room and say that Blahniks are here and they are defended after 38 years by that rock? Oh, Miss Sang, y'all girls are reading. Hassan, I know Hassan is on this phone line. Hassan, pick up the phone, Hassan. Honey, Hassan, press 1, honey. Because y'all girls are reading...
And for once, we are not responsible.
And we ain't. But you know what? You know what? It's no shade, mistake.
The girls
we
are calling out. The girls are calling out legal names and stuff.
Wait a minute. I need to go back.
Yeah, it's no shade. It's no shade, mistake. We need to start weeding out some of these fake profiles in these rooms, mistake. Okay?
No, but you know what, Kelly? You know what? The funny part is the fake profiles say what a lot of the girls be saying. Like, they be actually saying what a lot of the girls be want to say, but don't say.
Well, why can't the girls just read underneath their profile and be a bold bitch?
Now, this is the bitch that got 6 fake profiles. Okay, come on now, honey.
But I got fake profile to get in the room and say anything I need to say, Alexis, you know I'll go and say it.
No, girl, for a minute, girl, you was kind of carrying under Miss Tony Wright.
Mistake, good.
Thanks for reaching out.
Honey,
boom,
well,
boom.
Where do we want to start? Where do we want to start at, honey? Let me see.
Where
do we want to start? Rodney is at work. Rodney's on the phone line. He's going to be calling in. He's managing the phone lines and everything and stuff, you know. So he'll be calling in real shortly, honey. You know, when he get a free moment, he'll be calling in. But can I have if somebody just hit my inbox up and said, well, while we waited for Rodney, what's up with Marcus calling in since he did sponsor the Escada Ball?
I'm sure she's listening.
They read it in the official war room station. That's where they reading at. Underneath Camaro's clip. That's where all the girls is doing all the reading at.
Underneath Jesus Walks For Me.
Yeah, Jesus Walks For Me, baby. Oh, Rocket did not sponsor anything at the Escada Ball. Oh. Well, they said Marcus didn't sponsor anything at the Escada Ball. He was just there.
Who the hell is Kyle Henderson? No, you know what?
These girls and these names. Ain't these names crazy?
No, that's the term real name.
Alexis, why is he coming for you?
I don't know. I just asked one simple question. That's why I don't say nothing, Jason, because every time I say something, it's always I'm being shady, or I can't take, or why you always at me. No, it's not that. I'm one of the few real profiles that will say what everybody else wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So they at you?
No, she was, Miss Tamara was just giving a little bit much, but I think she's still a little bitter about the whole Temperance situation, but whatever.
Hey, so Alexis, a question that I have to ask, because you know you are a very controversial lady this thing, honey.
No, Kelly, I've fallen back, but go ahead.
You fallen back?
Yes, girl, I can't be as controversial as I used to. Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, hold on, Alexis. You and Mar Jason talk for one moment. Hold on, Rodney's on, hold on, Rodney's on the line. Hold on.
Now presenting the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Father Cocktail himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Rodney, you're live on the air.
What's going on? What's going on, Kev?
Nothing much, just chilling, honey. Tell us about the ball in the Carolinas.
The ball in Carolina was really, really, really fun. Get down there. It was definitely a nice crowd. Definitely the people came out all the way from Atlanta to New York. They were definitely in the building. Shout out to the House of Tsunami, Prodigies, of course, the Blondicks, the Revlons, of course, was definitely there, the Chanels, the Mizrahis. I'm forgetting one house that was sitting at another table. But, the people definitely came out to support Father Tony for his ball. Big shout out to Selvin. I want to say this, you know, I've had a little bit of issues sometimes with Selvin, get long-winded and stuff, but Selvin really, really made the ball enjoyable. I had a good time messing with her the whole night. We was going back and forth on the mic and stuff like that, but I really had a good time. We didn't get to runway. We did not get to runway. I'll start off there. We did not get to runway due to a few altercations and things that happened in the back with some non-factors. We didn't know who the people were, but all the other categories. And we stopped on female figure performance. But the surprise team category was definitely hot. Big shout-out to Letitia. She did a performance. And big shout-out to myself. I did a performance as well. In between the balls, Father asked us to do a couple of numbers, and so we did. Big shout-out to everybody for enjoying my number. What else? Fred, Terrence, big shout out to my brothers and Partners in Crime and the Thug Realness crew. They know who they are, the real deal, was definitely in the building. What else I want to talk about? Barbara and Throwbacks were definitely in the building. Barbara and Throwbacks definitely came down there. Isaac and Sean represented for the Klan. We did a few clips, some intermixes and some different interviews during the ball. Overall, I would definitely give it an 8.5. I'm going to give it an 8.5. And the reason I took out point is because of that horrible-ass Revlon punch. It was horrible.
So now the Revlon got a punch, Rodney?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a Revlon punch, but Marcus and Keisha, I think they were in charge of it, and it was like a little punch. It was horrible. You know, it was still alcohol, but it was horrible. So, yeah, the Revlon punch was definitely a chop. But it
Marcus, you are no longer allowed to be in the House of Cocktail. We are taking your license back. You will not receive a status in the house also. If you continue to make horrible punch. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong person. She said it wasn't her. She was in Chicago. Never mind. Go ahead.
That's her, Marcus. Marcus Revlon. Marcus Revlon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I had fun. I definitely can say. Andre was definitely in there. The Cons was definitely in the building as well. Definitely, I knew I forgot something. The House of Cons was definitely in the building. BJ, Lucy, Lil James, the Runway Divas, Boy, Al. They definitely was. They was definitely in the building. Definitely give a shout out to the House of Cons. You all just sprinkled out to the building. Kai. And Rich Ogley definitely was there. It was a representative for their house as well.
Ooh. Get it. My government is a read, but you get your bottomless hole played in on video and through A4A profiles for
who
such
else on the phone besides Alexis and Kelly?
Bitch.
Hey.
Oh,
Jason, for the post.
Jason, what's going on,
Jason?
Can we go ahead and get to Chicago while I got Rodney on this phone?
Oh, baby. Because
I'm just
going to
go ahead and stop the show. I'm going to take the table, honey, since y'all want to act like y'all don't want to say nothing.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it a fight in South Carolina, North Carolina? Where was the ball at, Rodney?
The ball was in North Carolina.
Wasn't it a fight there at the ball?
The fight that was inside the ball, we didn't know who those people were. I didn't know, whatever. So the ball tried to continue on. We moved on from that. But it was a fight, like, after the ball, later on, after the ball was already over and everybody was going to their cars.
Okay. Okay, well, Alexis, we'll get back to South Carolina if anybody call in. But Alexis, if you want to shake the motherfucking room, shake the motherfucking room, bitch.
Okay, so Rodney, we know you don't see Camaro for legendary realness, right? What? Allowing him to walk.
I mean, I'm not the masses that allow him to walk. It's just my opinion on. Well, it's a few people's opinions on it, but those people that felt that way, I guess he knew to go to the right place where none of us were going to be.
Wasn't it like a discretion? I mean, a discrepancy at the New York Awards Ball about him walking legendary realness. And I can't remember what exactly was said.
Yeah, that was myself and was walking. I put it out there, but since then, I think more people have felt that way, but didn't say anything. You know how you need someone to
say something,
and then everybody else to come aboard. But more people felt that way, but they haven't said anything. And it's just me. Me and Kamara have spoke personally about it, so it's not nothing I'm saying behind his back or anything like that.
Right.
We definitely spoke about it face-to-face. We talked about it on the phone. We talked about it on the phone with other icons. So he knows how I feel about the situation. And then I felt, you know, about that. I didn't go to the ball, so I'm not even going to comment on the ball itself.
So, can I ask y'all a question? Because what is Camaro supposed to be legendary for?
Ashy feet.
Okay. In 2010, that's Chronic Ball. Jay acknowledged, and I'm going to use his words, because he was acknowledged for being legendary. Okay. No stipulations were put on the category itself of what he would be legendary, acknowledged for being legendary for. So me being the ball walker I am, or the teenage person I am, I just say, okay, he's deemed it for streetwear. I can go with that because he definitely stamped the category, you know, while, and he definitely came on the scene and attacked me head first. Bang, bang, bang for buck. We kept going back and forth. So it was undisputed to me, like, in that short period of time that he did definitely give streetwear what it was worth. But he felt, because he was walking realness as well as streetwear, he said in the same capacity. I disagree, but, you know, I can't. That's his word. He felt like he should be legendary realness as well as legendary streetwear. So, but I told him, to me, you're not legendary realness, but I definitely will 100% give you legendary streetwear.
Okay, so, with that being said, let me ask you this question. This is what I've always wanted to know. If you don't see a person for their legendary status, are you allowed to chop them?
What do you mean?
You don't see them for legendary realness.
Uh-huh.
So, if you know how people chop people because of, one, either their status or they just don't see it. You know, they didn't bring it right. So can you chop him and say, oh, I'm chopping him because I don't see his legendary status? Would that be fair, or would it be like, oh, no, that's just being shady? Can people do that?
No, I have done it. I've done it to Camaro, as a matter of fact. At the ABC ball, Sandy walked legendary realness, and Camaro came out for legendary realness, and I chopped Camaro for legendary realness.
Oh, okay.
No.
And also, if it has been done, you know, time before, because Dre at the I don't know about the Collections Ball in Virginia, Drake chopped a couple of people saying that they wasn't legendary as well. So
who was that Drake chopped for realness? And they was like, "Who are you? Who was that?"
That was Brian Revlon.
Okay.
Yeah, he had chopped Brian and Terrence that night.
But Brian is legendary, right? Hello? Rodney?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm there. So what are you saying, Alexis?
I said Brian is legendary for Pretty Boy, right?
Yeah, they say he's legendary for Pretty Boy.
Never mind.
So if the overall mother of that house doesn't see him for his fashion, you know what? Never mind. I just can't. I'm not.
Jason, why? Do you bite your tongue now, Jason?
Girl, I've never bit my tongue. I mean, other than when Jasmine called him, well, I don't know which one she was calling Icon and which one she was calling Phil. But other than that, I've never heard of him or never seen him. So, I mean, I just can't.
When I asked the question, and once again, I'm like really not nobody to be questioning anyone's status, but you know when things come out, bitch, I'm going to ask what the fuck I want to ask. Someone told me that she had started walking balls in, 04, 05, right along the same time I was.
Right.
So then I was like, how was she? Okay, never mind.
But Alexis, I'm gonna be fair because I'll be open and honest. Kamara started walking balls in 2005. He did definitely start walking balls in 2005. But you comparing your resume to his is not fair because he definitely was walking and
No. That's not even in the equation, Rodney. I don't care about. You know,
thought you were saying, like, if he got deemed for a legendary,
I don't give two fucks about no goddamn legendary.
Oh, right, I know you don't, but I thought that was where you was going with it. I apologize.
No, I mean, it's just like I was looking at the time, and I'm like, okay, well, what did... Anyway, I just keep it at our work. I'll take it back to the elite group. I'll talk about it there.
Right, I got you. But, yeah, at that time, I'm only giving it for me, and everybody know I'm... I'm at the balls. I'm around there with Atlanta, Carolina, country, wherever, city, wherever. Timbuktu, I was there. I've seen it. The time that he was acknowledged, I didn't think he had put in enough time. And once the acknowledgement happened, he still kind of slacked off a little bit from walking it very sparingly due to, you know, resources or whatever the case may be. So now he's picked back up. Walking it to, you know, make a believe out of it, because I give him balls. He doesn't care what no one says. He's going to do it, and he's going to make us know it. So I definitely applaud him for his effort. And it's never, now I want to think I'm being personal, it's nothing shady, because we talk about this all the time.
I don't have an AFA profile, baby, so I can't see whoever professional ad you just sent me.
I do.
Oh, wait a minute. No, yeah, I can't see that. I don't know.
But I do want to give a shout-out to Banks Ebony. I heard he did a wonderful job. I didn't see his, he posted some stuff, but he didn't post the of the winners and stuff, so I wanted to see that. But they say he did an excellent job.
To me, no shade. Camaro's production was nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean... It was nice.
Right. Some people are commenting on because he did, but the category was calling for a religious figure here, and I mean, religious, you know, man, he did one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have no problems with it. I thought the production was actually nice. I just knew it was a lot of discrepancy about the whole legendary status, that's all.
Right. Obviously, a lot of people thought it was going to be an issue because let me tell you about something that happened.
Hello? Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. Like a week or two ago, I got a call from Neiman. I was at work, so I didn't get a chance to get the call, but I checked the messages. And she said, "I got you down for judging the ball. I got you judging second half." So, you know, I paid no attention or whatever the case may be. But then I saw the happened to come across the order of categories, and I looked and I was like, oh, who tells somebody a week or 2 weeks before a ball what half you're going to judge? I want you to judge the ball. So, you know, when you get there, some people who said in the first half might not even come or might not get there. So you just tell the judges, I want you to judge the ball. No one ever said, I want you to judge second half, like, so sternly. So I looked and saw that legendary Rudis was in the first half. And then after that, I got wind that Kamara was walking legendary Rudis. So I was like, okay, so maybe it's a plot or maybe it's an issue or something. That's why she called me so far in advance and told me I was just in second half. That's just my conspiracy theory. It might not be any truth to it, but it just happened to happen like that. And then it's like all the people that have questioned someone's status that was walking, that's real, real close friends with someone, like they didn't. One person didn't judge the ball at all. Another individual, they judged the second half as well. So I'm like, it was a conspiracy theory at first, but once I put the research together, put the time in, it seems as if that's actually what's going to be the case.
Okay, got same thing.
Let me
change that.
All right.
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay, I have another question someone just asked me in my inbox. Can a person with no status chop a legendary walker because they don't see it?
Say it again.
Can someone, I may want Hassan be talking or that other fake profile. Can a person with no status chop a legendary walker because they don't see it?
That is a good question. That is a good question. If that person who's throwing the ball put an individual on the panel and they know that the legendary category is happening and that person is valued by their opinion because you actually put them up there on to judge that ball in the first place, then I don't see why not.
Okay.
If that's the case. But if you know, talking from it's a difference from being on the sidelines and then being on the panel, actually having the power to do so. That's right.
I don't understand why nobody's not pressing one about this ball and about these balls, honey. Everybody is just sitting here and everybody is so glued. I think everybody right now is so glued to, you know, Camaro and motherfucking Hassan Rita in the chat room.
Which group?
And the official group that we didn't.
Okay.
It's up. The post is up to 616 comments right now.
It's from the one I made. I mean, from the one they put up on that clip.
Yeah. Listen, the one where you started all that shit, Rodney. Listen, 15 say Camaro feet look like concrete after a snowstorm. I can't.
I smiled in the chat room for the one that wanted me to smile. Hi, smile, cheese. We have a call of 404-254. Your live on the air.
We have a call of 404-254.
Your live on the air.
Somebody
out
there.
Okay. Wait, hold on. That was the person that just. Hold on, I'm trying to find a number because they pressed one and then they took themselves down. Hello?
Somebody got it. I'm listening to something.
Hello?
Yeah,
I can't. 404?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got a bad echo, though. You buy your computer, you got to move from your computer.
Hold on, I got my dog. Hold on.
That's how it sounds.
I know. We got to wait for Hassan to... Wait, I don't even see his number anymore.
I'm here, hello.
Okay, Hassan, you there?
Yeah.
Why are you Camaro reading like that?
First of all, Camaro cannot read me about anything when he has no proof about anything. Secondly, bitch, I don't know who the fuck is that imposter name is? Who that person talking about just pawing shit? That shit was like 10 years ago. Please come with me with some new shit, some factual shit. These motherfuckers be always hating on me and shit about this porn shit. I'm not ashamed of none of that shit. I did it. I still live off of it. And I got a good-ass job. So what the fuck? Get off my motherfucking dick, for real.
Ooh.
Okay. And that bitch ain't legendary for realness. Stop saying that shit. She legendary for probably streetwear or some shit like that. It's not realness. Let it go. That shit ain't flying about with nobody.
Alexis?
Shit. Oh, Alexis, did you get them pictures?
I'm sorry. What happened?
You got the profiles, Alexis?
I can't see that, Hassan, because
I got the
don't have a...
On.
Yeah, I said it to Jason. I can't see it because I don't have an A for A.
Oh.
I'm not Kelly. I don't have a jack and all that other
stuff. I'm going to send it to Kelly. I'm going to send it to Kelly. Before the links to Kelly, right?
I forwarded to Jason.
Listen, let me tell you something, Alexis. Stop putting all my motherfucking business out there in the motherfucking street, okay, Alexis?
Well, they had it up in the motherfucking official ballroom, bitch.
Okay. Baby, well, where's Camaro at, honey? Who is... Camaro put up this picture. Who is this person in this picture he put up?
He said that's what he be doing when I be talking.
Camaro is going ass.
I know you had an A for A. I don't know why I ain't just sending them to you.
Who, me?
No, this one in my inbox.
Oh. Well, Camaro, are you going to press one?
Camaro,
well, girl,
I'm going to
show you one of my fake profiles, and you can see it from there.
What are they sending out, though?
Huh?
What link are they sending?
It's an A for A, girl. You got an A for A, too?
Yeah, I got an A for A.
I can't with you, girl. I just can't, Kelly. Kelly, I can't do what you said.
I got all of them. Let me tell you something, Mister. I got an A for A. I got to prove myself. I got an F for
A. What the hell is that?
I got a Dell Space, Mister, girl. Yes, girl, I'm on A for A, too, Mister. My name is TS Big Sexy 140 or A for A. Miss Say, I'm up on A too. I'm on Dell Space. I'm on Prove Myself. I'm on purefish.com. I'm on motherfucking Baidu. Miss Say, I'm on all of them, Miss Say.
Kelly, you know that's Adam for Adam, meaning man for man. Now, I'm not insinuating nothing. I'm just saying.
Guys, men don't need it like y'all.
Okay. Yes, pure fish. Learn it. Okay.
It's plenty of fish, bitch. Not pure fish.
Plenty of fish. Pure fish. I'm that.
Yes, sir. They give me my life on that girl. No shit.
Oh, I'm getting red, honey.
Oof. Oh, baby. Where's Camaro? Where's Camaro at?
Camaro on Jack right now. He played 19 miles.
Okay, put them ugly ass pictures up.
Oh yeah, I want to give a big shout out to me being the founding father of the House of Cocktail. I'm stepping to the side and assuming my CEO position.
All right,
I want to welcome into the fold the new overall father of the House of Cocktail, Fred Father Cocktail.
Ooh. Oh, man, I got me a spot in that house. Is he in the... Oh, no, never mind.
Wait, Alexis, he's coming for your house, Alexis.
Oh, I'm baby, the house is... No, I never go nowhere.
Okay. Fred, the OC of that, too.
Yeah, he is.
But he's CEO. No, he's overall Father Cocktail.
Baby, I don't know, baby. Y'all broke this motherfucking shit, this room up, Miss Sangirl. We getting so many new friends requests to the girls that want to be a part of this room tonight, baby. Honey,
oh,
the girls.
How can I give birthday shouts out to Tick Tick Chanel? Today's his birthday.
Oh, big shout! It's after 12, but big shout out to Marquise.
Oh yeah, Marquise's birthday.
Yeah, Marquise. Okay,
how do you like the ball?
Schoolboy, up and coming, extraordinaire.
You said what?
How do you like the Kiki ball? How did you like the Kiki ball?
You talking to Kelly?
I didn't stay that long. I made a video. I made a video. I did a swing through and I popped.
Who was the child of Kelly? Who was the Kelly?
Yes.
Who was the child that said that you is that hair on your chest? Who is that?
Excuse me.
Who?
Oh, that was Chantel.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
She used to be Evan.
She's a Mizrahi.
Oh, okay. She your house. Okay.
No, she used to be. I don't think she is.
Hold on. I have a call. 443-509. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I want to know why you could not take that girl in that blonde lace front and the fact that she walked in like a Kiki. You was not feeling our category.
Y'all, hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
Hassan.
Huh?
Baby, Miss Laura has shook the table.
Who the hell is this, Alexis?
Oh, and welcome home, Ayana, Mother Ayana Balenciaga.
Oh, she's home? Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, she's home.
Okay, who's this? Claudia Milan. Yes, you are the New York, New Jersey chapter mother, sister.
Oh, okay, honey. I don't know what is going on, honey. Cause I guess Camaro don't want to come out and play. Honey, chill. Hold on. I got a lot going on over here.
Kelly, I got to hold on. Let me see. Somebody do.
Can you move this a little what?
Hold on.
Excuse me?
Why would you eat it?
Excuse me. I'm working right now. Okay, where's the home? Father Derek Chanel, please call in and discuss with me. Oh, yeah, where's Father Derek Chanel? I don't need to know about the free ball because they made a video. Did y'all see that video about the free ball?
What's
the video?
In Chicago?
The video, because the ball was at some club or something. I want Derek to call in and discuss the ball, and I heard it was a fight or something at the ball and everything. I just got an inbox on Facebook and said, congratulations to the new godfather, Mona Ebony. What? Hassan, would you like to comment?
Wait a minute, Kelly, did you say godfather?
That's what it says.
I can't with you, girl.
That's what it says about that.
That's fine. She can post. Proposed. That's fine. I'm not bothered.
No, Godmother Hassan, not Godfather.
What happened?
I missed it. What happened?
You said Godfather. It's Godmother.
Who is Godfather? Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Child, I'm gagging, honey. But what, child, nobody don't want to call in and nobody don't want to talk about all the drama and stuff that happened all over the place, honey. All the girls want to pay it, honey. I'm gagging.
Oh, why did they chop?
Who oh, wait. Somebody said, Andy? Kelly, they jumped Berlin. Who jumped Berlin?
I don't. No one jumped Berlin. I don't think.
Marcus, you was at the ball in Chicago, Marcus. What's the tea? You are. Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
I got a ball coming up, Kelly. I can't be so messy with you now.
Yeah, I know. Marcus, I forgot. Sorry. Yeah, I can't wait until February 24th to get here. I hate when him and Rodney's having a ball, Miss A. I really do. They so political, Miss A. They like Republicans and Democrats when they having a ball.
Well, you got to, honey.
Mm-mm. Ciao.
They are really reading. Where is 15 at? She mighty quiet.
No, because you're live on the air. I need you on this show.
Opinion, still.
Marcus?
I'm here.
I need to know about the ball.
Which ball, Chicago?
Yes.
Let's start with Friday night, the free ball.
They said Berlin got jumped.
No, she did not get jumped. Okay, let's get it. Let's talk about Chicago. The Chicago ball, first I want to congratulate Mario. The ball was actually really, really nice. It was at the University of Chicago in the student administration building. They had a really nice stage and these lights, and they had all of these, you know, university officials there and people from the state. And it started off really good. They had a $700 table decoration contest and for like a futuristic HIV campaign with the table decoration contest. The House of Ninja won that. So congratulations to them. The House of Mizrahi participated. The House of Ivisu. The House of Ninja. What are the house? What?
Marcus. Somebody just said, ask Marcus why Marco looked like Lou Raw. I can't.
They had like a buffet at the ball as well with a lot of food that came, you know, that was free. So everything was free. So it was actually really, really, really nice.
They said Berlin got jumped by the Chanels.
So what happened was Realness called for you to bring it in honor of the Black Panther Party. And all Realness. It was open to all Realness. You know, every Realness category called for the same thing. But you also had to have on green, red, and black.
Okay.
Pudu Chanel walked, and he had on red, green, and black, but he brought it more like a schoolboy. Like, he had a book bag on, and it really wasn't like a militant look. He just kind of, you know, thing. But I believe his argument was, well, Black Panthers just didn't necessarily dress one way. It was just more of a mind frame, a way of thinking.
Right.
But he was shocked. And so he, you know, the ball went on, the person won. Like two categories later, I guess he just felt the Jones in his bones and he just stormed the stage and just threw his water on Berlin. So the ball comes, you know, that excites, you know, a little something, you know. They carry Puda and Berlin out, you know. The ball continues, you know, we're going through the categories, whatever. Somehow Berlin is allowed back on the panel, you know. I guess Mario allowed her back on the panel. And we were on performance, which I believe was like the last category of the night, Vogue Femme. And, it was, you know, Twista versus Sister. Alana Chanel, I didn't get to see it. Alana Chanel comes out, Vogue's, and it's chopped. And that's just where it just went berserk. Like, ball over, you know, curtains torn down, you know, the white women grabbing their chest like, oh, my God, what just happened, you know. So it was definitely, you know, the police comes out from there, just like one incident turns into, you know, I guess every bitch that you ever wanted to get, it just turns into, you know, words exchanged with different people. You know, the police are telling everybody to go to their cars. They don't want to lock anybody up, but they didn't really, you know, they weren't really forceful. So eventually peace comes and everybody goes home and goes to the after party or whatever. But that was Friday night.
So the girls got it in, honey.
It was really crazy because it was like, I mean, this campus is like white lady campus. It's like one of the like exclusive schools in Chicago, like, you know, really, really nice buildings and, you know, just kind of gagging that these people are showing out at this school like this.
Before you carry on, I just got an inbox. It says, hey, baby girl, how you been? Mr. Paradise Antonio Blahnik came back home. He's now back up Blahnik. Yeah, we got that tea earlier.
Congratulations, Antonio. I'm glad you worked that out.
Yeah, we got that tea earlier, but thank you anyway.
Then moving on to Saturday, I will say the Ascot Ball.
They said Berlin been chopping Miss Judy since she was a Blitz Queen.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, I didn't actually move to the back when all that was happening. You know, I was just actually talking to some of the people that were sponsoring the event. So, you know, I just kind of
trying to get you some sponsorship. Oh.
No. That'd be nice though. the Escada Ball, it wasn't as crowded as I was expecting it to be. That probably had to do with a lot of there was a free ball the night before, and then the free ball kind of went, you know, crazy. So people really weren't going to pay to go to another major ball that, you know, could possibly end in turmoil. But as always, Neiman Marcus came through, finished all the categories, and gave out all the money. The place was really, it was like a lofty style space, warehouse-like, you know.
What happened with Marcus? What happened with Shannon Garcon getting froggy
with
the judges?
Can I get to that build up to
that? Oh,
can we
I don't know. These are just questions coming through my inbox.
Oh, okay. Well, getting back to the ball, Icon Roy Ebony was there. Shannon Garcon was there. Who else? London, ex-Allure Mugler was in the building. Well, there. You know, Jack was there. The categories kind of went. Grand March was kind of...
Go ahead, no.
Grand March was, you know, kind of quick. They kept it, you know, quick, and you know, they went through it expeditiously. The trophies were really cute. They were like a pyramid,
yeah,
like with the Illuminati signals all over it. That kind of turned out they were actually really cute. What else will I say? I mean, everything just kind of flowed until, I guess, how do I say it, performance again. I mean, the old way. Berlin was on the panel again, and
come on,
Mikey Garcon walked old way, and I mean, he was chopped. I mean, and I guess because Mikey got chopped the first night, I guess they thought maybe it was a problem. But, you know, a few other people said that maybe that night, maybe the first night it might have not been necessarily a chop, but the second night it really maybe wasn't so much of a debate. But, the crowd went. I guess that was just how the crowd responded to it, and they just kind of went crazy. But the security were definitely calming them down, and Shannon them just, you know, decided to step to the back and, you know, calm down and leave. And, you know, so nothing happened at all. The $1,000 female figure runway in honor Isis Escada was interesting. Just about everybody got chopped except two people. Congratulations to Shawnee Chanel, who won the $1,000. That's it. Oh, and Harold Balenciaga was in the building. Dante, Ballroom Throwback, Caesar, and Corey.
Okay, so why was Stephanie chopped, Marcus?
Stephanie who?
Ebony, legendary.
I don't know. The category was open to all realness, and you had to bring a religion. Like, basically, you were coming to a conclave, and, like, a religious, like, they were looking for the dominant religion, so you had to bring it in honor of one of those religions and argue why your religion should be the world-dominated religion. I don't really know. I don't know. Maybe she should talk to the person that chopped her, but, you know.
Wait a minute. So the category calls, you had to bring why your religion was the dominating religion and explain why.
Well, it was when the category was created, I was under the impression that basically people, they were supposed to bring out the props and all the stops. So it was supposed to be like, you know, not only were you just symbolizing this, but you would be able to advocate on why your religion should be considered the dominant religion. So I understand why, you know, some people chose to come out as Jesus. You know, that kind of brings a compelling message. Some people might have wanted to do Islam or Buddha or whoever. You know, I just thought more talking would have been involved in it, but that didn't happen, you know, for whatever purpose. And so they kind of went based on the look of the person and that, but, you know. But congratulations to Banks, because he definitely, like, you know, he really embodied Buddha. You know, he looked, you know, really just like the image. He really brought it. And that's kind of a big thing in Chicago. You know, at a few Scott Balls before, they used to have the category like you kind of bringing like the person you look like, and Amaya did, Janet Jackson, and Kayana did, Missy Elliott, and you know, all these people. So I think they like their realness categories to have something to do with like an illusion type based category. It was cute though.
Mm. Rodney.
And Rodney did move this better that year too.
But y'all hold on, I'm dealing with something.
You said hold on?
Yeah,
he's dealing with something.
Hold on, we have 973-937. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, hey Gary, this is Khadija. I was just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, Khadija.
All right, Lawrence Chanel, if you're out there listening, please call into the show. I have a question in my inbox that I need you to answer for me.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, call back.
He is really trying to get 700 votes.
Who trying to get 700 votes?
Camaro.
Why?
I don't know, child. I guess she's trying to make a name for herself before she go on vacation.
Okay, what executive realness person had on the suit?
That was Mike Balenciaga, but he brought it like Malcolm X. Mm. He colored his hair brown and everything.
Mm. Call in my inbox. Did you hear your answer to that? Hold on. It started down the middle of the map. Of the map cannot take Ebony, huh? Hold on.
They say these girls are reading, they are posting ads.
I can't even get to the inboxes for all these goddamn notifications keep popping up. Oh, okay. Somebody,
I'm really
always
gagging at the girls.
They're always trying the Ebony's all the way down to Texas. How you chop somebody and can't explain it. Well,
who chopped Stephanie?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
And who chopped Obie? Who chopped Obie for sex hours?
Mario did.
He don't see it.
I don't know. I mean, I did. That got closer to the end of the ball. I think that was like the last category tonight. I really was not paying attention at that point. The drinks were actually very flowing. They were very strong.
Hold on, Marcus. So the person who had told me about Antonio coming back, he said, I figured you probably got the tea. I just logged on the blog talk, so I missed the half of the show. But I figured after Milan got out that he was going to come back just as well as some as others are coming back too. So the premonition was accurate, LOL. The girls are happy.
They said Danny Escada shot Stephanie.
Who is this? Don't be sending me no pictures of no boys and you can't tell me who it is, young man.
My sister is over there walking around in her bedroom with her 26 inches.
Shut the fuck up.
The girl is so late, this sad girl. The girl just
wants attention like Milan. That's why they can't get along. Well, I don't think Ron. So at the Kiki Bar, they said, "Why my son told me that the Clear Bar didn't have trophies, that Lawrence went to Walmart and wrote a check for a whole bunch of Juicy Juice drinks and passed them out as a substitute for the trophies." LOL.
Oh shit! Hold on, we have a caller, Vanna.
Yes, it's me.
You're live on the air.
How are you, Kelly? Hey, Alexis. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Jason.
Hey, I heard you had a lot to say.
Hold on. Wait. Before she starts. Wait. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Sis, before you start.
Okay.
Were you greatly compensated this weekend? Were you greatly compensated this weekend? I saw you made a post.
About?
You were thanking your two brothers. and I know one of the brothers. Okay, so you understand where I'm going.
I had a nice time. I had a nice time.
Continue on.
What you say, Kelly? You said you heard I had a lot to say.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a lot to say. Definitely about that Kiki function. Definitely about, but first I wanted to say, to be honest, that my dad ball was really fun. I haven't had that kind of fun at a ball in a long time. But the audience was really extremely dry and giving very, very nothing about the situation. But it was a really good time. You did ask about the Juicy Juice. Yes, yes, it was Juicy Juice for awards at the Kiki Ball.
That's cute.
Yes, it was, okay. And I don't think it was cute. I realize you think it was cute, because I don't.
Somebody just hit my inbox, and they said his father's Tony home yet?
Yes, my father is home, and he's safe, and he's in South Carolina, and he's good.
Okay.
They tried that.
Y'all girls, y'all be up on y'all team and say, you know, Alexis be reading me mistake, because, girl, I compose shit 6 or 7 hours later, girl.
And I'd be like, bitch, get that shit up out of here. We already talked about that.
The Kiki ball was free.
Go ahead, no, let Kelly talk. I like to put my 2 cents in.
They said the Kiki ball was free. Tony's son got into a fight. Tony came out. And something happened with him and the cops, and they locked him up.
Yeah, I saw that post.
Uh-huh.
And they said Lawrence went to Walmart and wrote a check for $150 worth of Juicy Juice and gave out at the ball. Why give out the Juicy Juice if the ball was free? Just because the ball was called Juicy? Don't even read it. Was sitting in my inbox.
That's because the Juwan thought juicy. That's the key. It was things that happened. Stuff got over with. Everybody's fine. Everything is good as far as what happened with the house. I mean, with the fights and stuff Saturday night. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't as big as what people were making it out to be.
So did y'all hear that, girl?
Because of Vastity, if you really wanted to know what happened, then you should have came to the Kiki Bar.
Yes, y'all should have came there, honey, if y'all wanted to know what fucking happened, Miss Saint. Girl, stop hitting me up, Miss Saint.
We're at the Kiki Bar. Most of everybody, Rodney, like everybody, all of us that had went to one function went to the other. So,
Miss Saint, y'all girls are hard to figure out. The girls are so much punks, Miss Saint. Girl, they want to stay in me and Alexis' inbox, Miss Saint, and want the girls to be reading us and calling us. I'm a fat bit of bitches and all types of
shit. Yes, they're ready with that girl.
Bitch, but it's y'all girls, Miss Saint. Y'all just punks and pussy, Miss Saint, and y'all want me and Alexis to do the work, Miss Saint. Won't y'all come and do it yourself, Miss Saint? I respect a bitch more if she could just come and say what she got to say, Miss Saint. Like, bitch, I'm such and such, Miss Saint, bitch, and it is what it is, Miss Saint.
And I don't
girls,
do, though, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Miss Saint, but these girls is just a mess, Miss Saint, honey.
Girls don't have that much heart, girl.
And I also, if Quincy, if you out there listening, I want to know why was you reading my brother ballroom throwbacks like that on your status? Like, what was all of that about? And say, they said it was a fight after the Kiki Ball in New York, too, but I wasn't there for that let out, so I don't know what happened with all of that. So if anybody's around, you know, feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here. It was something else that somebody sent me. I'm trying to go through my inbox to see this thing. I get so many messages that come up. Why was Kelly? Miss Sang,
girl.
Lord. Miss Sang, that's my daughter, Miss Sang. Me and my daughter can kiki like that, okay? Girls, damn. But wait, hold on. There was something else that I wanted. Was TJ in the Carolinas this weekend?
Yeah, he's with me, Kelly.
Oh, y'all still down there?
No, I just got back. I just got to my house right now.
Oh, I know that's why y'all is bad. y'all be on a mission, honey. It was something else. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck is all this shit in my inbox, honey. What, TJ? What?
Don't you start with North Carolina, because I know where you're going.
What?
When you just asked that, I know where you're going. Don't even start.
What are you talking about?
Out of being a mess, TJ?
He really was not. We were all together all weekend. I can honestly, you know, I'm mad reading TJ, but he was really good this weekend.
To the person,
sure,
to the,
honest, you might have been asleep when he was doing what he was doing.
To the person, to the person, to the person.
Whoa, wait a minute.
To the person that's in my inbox right now, you're a frequent listener and you're a frequent caller to the show, and I see your number on the board, so just press one.
Okay, what's the? That's the child escort profile pics who were All American for Blondie and fought with Neil at the pop. I thought Kid fought with Neil at the paparazzi ball. Wasn't that Vita in the ball, the paparazzi ball?
Yeah.
This little boy is cute. Some nice nicks on him, too.
Who's in the running for House of the Year, Artie?
Kelly? Kelly?
Hi.
Listen.
What's the question?
Some things I'm not going to discuss with you, okay?
No. Who's left in the running for House of the Year
in Atlanta? Well, I would say who's not in the running.
I hear the Revlons are disqualified. The Chanels are disqualified.
No. I got Ivana. The Chanels are disqualified and the Milans are disqualified because of the incident where Fred and Vito got into it at, I can't remember what ball it was.
What about the Blahniks?
The Blahniks and the Allures are disqualified because of the fight at the paparazzi ball. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Who is this child with his dick out in my inbox? I don't know if that's a secret. That's why I didn't say anything about that yet.
Can you forward the picture?
Alexis, send me the picture. Well, so what house is left?
No, I'm not going to talk about that either.
No, why you not?
No, because I'm not.
Why not? Talk about everything else.
The Blondies jump in it. Remember, he snuck Neil and ran. Only four houses. It's just, okay. It's just too much going on in this inbox right now.
Go back to this picture. Can you forward it?
Yes, I'm shaking the motherfucker. Yes, I'm shaking the table. They said your motherfucking house is motherfucking disqualified, Miss A. They said they got the motherfucking transcript. Stop trying to get back in the motherfucking running. I'm shaking the motherfucking table.
Who house is disqualified?
He know who I'm talking about. He in my inbox right now, honey.
Leave my motherfucking son alone, bitch.
Okay. They said no, ma'am, honey. They said you will not. Okay. Alexis, mind your business.
No, bitch, you leave my motherfucking child alone, bitch.
How you know I'm talking to your child?
Because I know.
Okay. I'm shaking the table. They said y'all are done.
Who said that? Now, don't cause your house member to get his feelings hurt.
Oh, baby, it wasn't my house member, honey. They called one of my house members because they said the girls was trying to stay in the running. But I ain't going to say who because, you know, I ain't a messy girl.
Bitch, please.
Honey, I don't do messy sets, honey. I want to say a big shout out, big birthday, happy birthday to Tiger Mizrahi, to Alexis Mizrahi. Let me see who else on here that I know. Honey, I want to say a big happy birthday shout out to the legendary father, Tommy LaBeja. Today is his motherfucking birthday. Big shout out to him for his birthday. Who else on here I know, honey, that I can give a big shout out, a birthday shout out to? Oh, yeah, that's it. It's about 30 other people, but I really don't know them. They're just my friends on Facebook. But happy birthdays to y'all, too, but I'm not going to call y'all names to everybody that's, you know, on my page.
I can't.
But I'm just being real, honey. So I want to know what's the tea, honey. I need Country to press one and call in here.
Son, don't you press one.
I need Country on the line because I heard he was gonna get knocked. I heard he was gonna get knocked in his mouth.
Who?
Your son.
Who get knocked him in his mouth?
Your son.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you like I tell any other bitch. When it comes to mine, all 10 of them, we'll go toe to toe for hours.
You don't need to defend your son. He's a grown ass man, and
just,
he's a
just
father
like you
of
don't
a
need
house.
To defend none of yours, because bitch, you would damn sure knock a bitch for yours. Bitch, I'll knock one for mine.
He can speak for himself, country.
Where
your
the
life.
Bitch is at? That's the bitch. Never. Kelly, don't
your life was there.
She always.
I'm sorry. Who said they gonna knock who?
Baby, they said that they was gonna knock you this weekend, honey. And the Chanel's is out of the running, honey. So what's the eat?
Country, don't fall for it.
Country, what's the eat? How does Chanel get out the running? What's the eat? See, I see that. I see that fat bitch taught you well, honey.
Call us what the fuck you want to, bitch.
Oh, he is not responding. It's all right, honey. It's all right. He ain't got to respond. But he don't need to respond. But they said it might be a new Father of the Year for Atlanta, honey. So he doesn't have to respond to that. I placed him back at home.
You know how to get up under my baby's skin.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
You know how to get up under my baby's skin.
Place him back on home. But, honey, I can't wait. I just might come to Atlanta to see the new year crowned at Atlanta, honey. How do you do it? Baby. They gotta be. It's gonna be a lot of. Those are the two fake profiles for the Blotting that the Blotting are using.
Well,
what are these people?
They had the battle in the battle round against Paul Bethune and Greg Winner. And guess who they paired?
Who are these Blotting boys is using these fake profiles? What's their name? I got their fake profiles. I'm looking at their.
I'm
they
glad I read
these motherfucking pictures.
I'm
though.
Glad I read that inbox before I read the whole damn thing.
Why? What you got in your inbox?
Bitch, get out my inbox, ho.
They got these fake Blotting profiles running around here. Who are these fake Blottings that's using these profiles? I'm looking at these profiles on Adam for Adam.
I need you to get off of Adam, Kelly. I can't with you, girl.
Baby, I'm a journalist, mistake. I have to have access to everything, right, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
How good journalist. She has to have access to everything. Don't get mad because I got access to everything.
Girl, I ain't mad, girl.
So, I got an inbox that somebody wanted to talk about Father Donye Mizrahi, honey. But, you know, I guess they didn't want to come and mention it themselves. But since they want to talk about, you know, Donye, honey, let's talk about who's going to win Father of the Year in Atlanta. Let's talk about that. Since they want to talk about Father Donye. Okay? Let's talk about that, honey.
Ali?
What?
Listen, please stop shaking that table, okay?
I don't want
I don't want it to get turned all the way up.
I'm shaking the table.
Up.
You know who I want on the phone? I want to shake the motherfucker. I want to shake the motherfucking table. And I want to shake the fucking table really hard, baby. You know what? Country, you're listening. I know Clayton's listening because Clayton listens all the time when he's at work. But I want to shake the motherfucking table. I want the legendary. I want the aurore of the house, of the international, iconic house of motherfucking Chanel on my motherfucking wave. That's who I want, bitch. I don't want Country and I don't want Clayton. I want the overall on the motherfucking phone. I'm shaking the motherfucking table to fucking night. Let's shake the motherfucking table. Everybody got so much to say. Let's shake the table. Fred, I'm summoning you. La 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 la.
What,
Brian?
Yes! Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Daddy!
What's going on? I'm Mario, what's up, baby?
What's up, brother?
Yes, honey, that's how you shake the table, honey. I didn't shake the table. It's a lot going on, Fred. They said you was going to beat the children this weekend, honey. And the children didn't. What's to eat?
Well, you know how it is, Kelly.
Hey, you know,
I'm trying to keep it real cool, calm, and collective, but that little boy keep trying to find his way around me. He keep playing with me.
Baby, I'm not waking up. I'm not waking up, honey.
Fred was really trying to be good at the motherfucking function, honey, and it was a lot of juice behind me and me and Fred.
Yeah, somebody was behind me talking a lot of smack. Oh, they were whoa. They were talking shit.
It was a lot talking shit.
Behind, I didn't catch the voice at first, but Seven caught it before I turned all the way around. And once I realized it, her little ass, I was about to break it.
He politely told her told him to get the fuck from behind him.
Ooh, what was she feeling? What was he feeling? I don't know.
Hey guys,
the way he acted, he must got a pistol on. Cause I just don't understand him. But I talked to Mother Mizza. I told her, you know, how I feel about the situation. She said she was going to have a talk with him. So, you know, but that's this. I'm telling you, everybody wrote this on this phone. That was my last one. Him.
Well, no.
Hey, so, Fred, you had a phone call today. You hung up the phone on the children. What's to eat with that?
Wait. No, Susan called me today about a chop of one of her kids. I guess he's one of her kids. Some pretty boy, real good child.
Uh-huh.
And she asked
the
me.
The same one Dee Dee chopped that watched the throne.
Well, she asked me a question about him and what can he do. I guess, you know, what can he do? And I politely just told her, well, just my opinion, I don't see it. And then she used to tell me that I guess my opinion is wrong. So, you know, and I just told her I ain't got time for it, and I hung up the phone.
Well, how do you feel? Well, I want to know, I got another question that came to my inbox, They said, how do you feel about them? They saying that Darnay is supposed to be winning Father of the Year in Atlanta, and country's not even in the running?
I mean, if he wins. You know, one thing you got to realize, it all comes down to a matter of who's liked and who's not liked. So, you know.
I thought they said Exotic was going to win.
I don't know. I really don't care. If he wins, congratulations. If he don't, so be it.
Rodney, you're not on mute. You're there, Rodney.
Oh, okay. What's up, Fred?
What's up, bro?
No more.
It sounds like y'all had a really good weekend in North Carolina.
It was fun.
We had a good time.
Like Rodney said, only problem was the alcohol.
Oh, my God, yeah. Gotcha.
The venue did start back selling liquor, so we definitely have to give it up for the venue. I think it was like 7:30 or so. They started
back
selling
alcohol.
Yeah, it was like 7 in the morning. So we definitely continue to the, and also we like to give a shout out to Rico Chanel. He definitely gave Tony a bottle of Black Hennessy as a gift, and Tony does not drink, but he too. So we definitely took care of it for him. Thank you, Rico.
Can we find out what was the gift that Rasta gave Tony?
Oh no! Trying to find out what that was.
I can't hear it was a deal. It looked real hard and stiff. That's why they keep saying it was a dildo.
It was not a dildo.
I need to find out who TJ was creeping with this weekend, because Vaughn is keeping it a secret.
TJ did not creep with nobody. Why is this such a topic, Kelly? I have a boo now.
A boo?
Mm-hmm.
A blonic.
But he was in Chicago.
Oh, you better speak, Marcus. You better speak.
What's your point?
And he was in a production.
He was actually in two productions. If you want to talk about it. But what's the point?
Actually, he walked.
Did he? Wait a minute, Marcus. How you know too much about him?
You know, Marcus probably was inquiring too.
No.
Those were the ones that were in a production, but wind up being actual participants instead of just props.
That's correct, Rodney.
Please don't call him this week.
You girls in that chat room, y'all need to stop trying to y'all want to get red, bitch.
What they say, Kelly?
Okay, the queens want to try you.
Who is this child in this in the underground? These pictures that's just been posted.
They said that's the Blahnik. Those two profiles is the fake Blahnik boys that are using those profiles, using that person, those pictures.
Oh, okay.
They said the Blahnik boys don't have their real picture up. They're using these pictures to escort offer.
You fine, bitch.
But how, I don't understand how people use people's pictures with tattoos and stuff.
I mean, it's the same way that Butch Queens would nobody use white girls with big titties and long blonde hair.
You saying that like you know from experience, like you did.
I know from experience that they use the pictures. I do. I can call a lot of them out, but that's not the point. That a lot of them use, like, you know, stuff that can possibly be them.
Baby, I'm mad. I'm gagging at the children, honey. Baby, this is a mess, honey. I don't know. This weekend was definitely a lot, honey. I'm on vacation, honey. I'm taking a break, honey. It's just too much.
Kelly, let me ask you a question. Now, I know since you, April, I can't remember the exact date, is a ball. And I think Big Girl Face might be for $1,000. I think. Give me a few more weeks to think about it. I need you on the back of that runway.
You need me on the back of the runway?
Yeah.
What, you're calling me out?
Yes.
No, girl, I'll be in the back, you know. Anyway.
She's tapping you on that shoulder, Kelly. Now, what's the beat?
Where's this supposed to be at?
Joe, don't worry. You just get your ducks in a row.
No, I need to know where this supposed to be at.
But do it matter? Big girl
face
is big girl face.
It matters.
Why?
Because the girls don't like to come out of their stated place, so why should I come to them and play?
So, but you can go to a mini ball and play, but you can't come to a major ball and play.
I can go any place. I can go
any
place.
So it don't motherfucking matter, bitch. If it's $1,000, bitch, if you have your ass at the back of the runway, it don't matter.
If it's a thousand dollars mistake, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to come out. It's gonna cost me $1,000 to get $1,000 to get my motherfucking team there.
Oh, Lord. Are you in all this cabin?
Oh, I think, you know, I ain't coming out. I'm not coming out for $1,000 mistake. Bitch, I eat $1,000 a week.
That's true. That's true.
Bitch, what the fuck I look like coming out playing with the girls for $1,000, Miss Thing Girl?
See, but
please.
See, just, and then you got the nerve to say that ballroom need to go back to being having fun. Bitch, when you would run from city to city for a trophy, well, bitch, you can't walk for $1,000. Okay, girl, I understand. I mean, if you're scared, you're scared. It's cool.
Alexis, where's this ball supposed to be at, Alexis?
It does not motherfucking matter, bitch.
It does matter.
Okay, girl, whatever. Next. I got an incoming call.
It's an incoming call. I don't see it. Are you coming out for that $1,000, Miss Snow?
Bitch, I'll be in the VIP somewhere. Cold up, man. Fuck that shit.
The only way I'm coming out to play for that coin, Miss Thing, if the real official big girls come out and play. And if they're not coming out to play, then I'm not coming out to play, Miss Thing. Because I need some competition, Miss Thing. And my only competition that I see that I should be playing with is my sister Jasmine Milan and my sister Portia Milan. Everybody else, it makes no sense for me to even come out and even play with them. They're not even on my level.
Felicity?
That's my sister. I'm talking about not in my house.
Oh, your house member. Damn, I forgot you.
Hey, that's my house member, yeah. So anybody else is not even worth me even coming out and playing with them.
You don't want a piece of rose?
What?
You don't want a piece of rose?
A piece of who?
Rose, bitch. You heard it.
Rose, Chanel, Rose.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, Roddy? What happened to you?
I got a father on the line. He wants to say a few words.
Which father?
Dad, that's daddy.
Yeah.
That's daddy.
Oh, okay.
It's only one father.
No, I thought you were saying father. I was thinking about Harold. Father. Never mind. Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tony.
Who's that? Did you say that?
Kelly.
Danny, why are you laughing like that?
That was
that devilish laugh.
That was Alexis.
So,
Alexis, so you have a father. The first father coming to your mind is Harold.
No, because last week, no, Tony, listen. Last week, Rodney and Harold was together, and Harold jumped on Tony's phone. I mean, Harold jumped on Rodney's phone. So when he said, I have father or another, I forgot. I'm not thinking. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kelly. Hey, who was on the phone?
Fred.
Jay, Ivana, Fred.
Hi, Mike. Hey, Danny.
Oh,
hey,
Fred. Hey, Fred, I did give you a call back, but can I answer the phone?
I called you back. I was in the movies. I called you back when I got out.
All right. The first thing I would like to say, thank everybody that did come to the Spectrum Friday Awards Ball. It was a very nice fall to me. My main thing that I was really shocked at the people that came. I would like to apologize to the Runway Kids. I walked to the back, so that's really, really, really over. I did take the money from the money that's fucking given out for Runway. I will be giving that money to Trent for the same category, and that category will be the first category of the night on December 21st. What else happened? I know everybody did hear about what happened, and then me going to jail. But I did went to jail, but it was concerning my son. I ain't talking about my gay son. I'm not talking about my house son. I'm talking about my blood, my biological son. I don't know what happened in that club, but if anybody know me, yes, I did turn the club, and I did turn outside, and I also did turn the cops. So the best thing for them to do was to arrest me. I would also like to congratulate all the winners, Rodney, and congratulations to you too, Kelly, because you did win the award, because you was the first person from out of town that did support the Second Friday. So I do congratulate you to that. And then, did anybody have Clint, a VC number?
No.
Okay. So I'm sure... I'm sure a representative of his is listening. All right. The first thing I would like to also say concerning Clint, I did speak to Clint. I did apologize to him on the phone, but I would like to apologize to Clint on this radio show here because it wasn't like that. I'm not going to get into all the he say, she say stuff because anyone that know me, I'm not that type of person. But somebody did call me. It was exactly two people that did call me concerning the Alliance meeting, which was held in Atlanta last Thursday, and did say Clint started it, but he was not the one that started it. And I do apologize to Clint, and I also apologize to the House of Houston. Now, concerning the Alliance meeting last Thursday, like I spoke to Fred also about it, I really don't even care no more. Because people are going to say and people are going to do what they want to say and do. If they feel like banning my house or disqualifying my house from House of the Year, so be it. I also spoke to Clayton, which Clayton is someone I knew for a very long time also. We had a very long talk. You know, he did apologize to me, but he said it wasn't like the way that everybody was putting it to me. So, because I was about to close my whole house down in Atlanta. And why was that? Was because Fred know and anyone else know from Atlanta that I've been trying to start a chapter there for years. And this is the first time since Terry and Local takeover that the house had been doing something there. So I left it open. I would be in Atlanta. Martin Luther King weekend. Also about the gaming, it will be some gaming being done at Martin Luther King weekend, and one of the ones that will be being gamed
Martin Luther King weekend is only the people that live in Atlanta. I know a lot of people, and a lot of people are feeling a lot of things concerning these rules, the ban list and all that, but all that will be coming to a closing. And also, every awards boy will be convening of that state. What else? Oh, yeah, I also would like to say I thank everybody that have been calling my phone and texting my phone and writing stuff on my wall concerning my son. But, my son is okay, you know, but I think that's it. I really do think that's it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What I would like to also, and this has been going on for the last 2 years, with the Revlons, the House of Chanel. But this right here, what I'm going to say, is to the House of Chanel. I thank the Chanels for being there. I thank the Chanels for being there for my son last night. And that right there touched me a whole lot. Because the only people that helped my son out last night was the House of Chanel. And Fred, I thank the House very, very much. If they was not there, my son probably could have got hurt. He probably could have got hurt even more. And that right there really meant a lot to me. Because regardless, at the end of the day, the Chanel was there for me and also for my sons. And I thank you, Fred, for that, okay?
You're welcome, Dad. But I heard a rumor that because I was trying to call you earlier because they said and y'all couldn't get through because your mailbox and shit was full because somebody told me that you had got cut or something. I was trying to find out, was that true?
No, I didn't get cut. My son got some ashes inside his face. I don't know what happened, Fred. So I don't even know what happened inside the club, but I know for sure at the end of the day, tick, Lawrence and on. I think that's your Drags One Way kid, a butchering and Drags One Way was really helping my Kevin fight. And I know people have seen what my best friend put on Facebook. Yes, it's only Revlon Mad at the House of Revlon that was there. I'm very upset at them because my son could have got really hurt. My son don't bother nobody. So therefore, my house just to stand there and watch that happen. And then the first one that fought from the House of Chanel was, I think her name, Coley or something like that, Fred.
Cobra.
Not Cobra.
Chloe?
Chloe. Yeah, her. So, you know, young man, we'll be hearing some other things than me and the House of Revlon, but. So, I deal with that on another day. Because if anybody do know me, Yes, when something's going to get them, yes, I am. Because my son don't bother nobody. And for certain Revlon just to stand there and watch that happen was kind of fucked up.
Thank you, Daddy. You can hear a pin drop, bitch.
But Fred, real talk. I mean, I was really shocked at the Chanel. I was really, really, really shocked. You know, and that might be a touch of a whole lot. And and Kelly.
Yes.
I will also have to say thank you to you also. I did text you earlier. I said thanks. I thought you were gonna text me back and say what the thanks.
Honey, this stupid ass phone, honey. This phone is so horrible.
The reason I was saying thank you was because normal your ass would be posting things or Tony Revlon was in jail, you know, making a big joke out of it and saying, his son got cut up, you know. But one thing I would say, this is the first time I would have to say concerning the ballroom that y'all thought this time because this is not like, this is not my gay son. This was not my house son. So everyone thought it was nothing negative on Facebook or anything like that. So therefore,
I mean, everybody saw it, not just the radio show. I mean, everybody that be posting shit, y'all really saw it this time. Because the first thing, I'm not even going to lie, when I got out of jail, the first thing I said,
that's the first thing you told me. Yeah, you told me that, Dad.
You know, I said, if anybody posts anything or say any negative, radio show say anything about some bandwidth or about this bullshit or that shit, was I going to zap out on them? Yes, I was. Because if anyone have a child, the same way that Tony Revlon reacted last night, a parent, whether any parent would have reacted like that, to see blood all over his baby child face. But I thank you, Kelly, and I thank who all other people that usually post and be quick to post mug shots and all that, you know. So,
Daddy.
But I will say this, Kelly. I mean, no one would have got a chance to put no mug shots on me because I was just in there. Real quick, got bailed out and just left, you know.
Oh, we know you was in it out.
Yeah.
Tony, you know I had all the information. Tony, it came to my desk as soon as it happened, Tony.
Mm-hmm. No, but honestly, Kelly, I will also, you know, a lot of people read you, Kelly. A lot of people say a lot of negative things about you. But one thing I will say, when I opened that door, I thank you for calling Amaya. Well,
yeah.
Asking was I okay?
Yeah.
But I would say that me and Tick Tick, I don't think y'all want to fuck with us. Tick Tick was not playing. He was not playing. But that's it for me. That's it. But my next ball I'm getting together is my father and son ball. I got to do a little promotion. That will be on Father's Day, which will be in June. The Legends ball is coming up also. We will be definitely having a Legends ball next year, and I think that should be in August.
They not gonna be in Greensboro, right?
Who's that?
That's
Greensboro, not in Atlanta either.
Greensboro.
Okay, I know everybody know the Legends Bowl is not going to be in Atlanta. I'm going to have a ball in Atlanta.
Thank you,
Fred. When I say Fred, that's the most shadiest state. That's the most cowardly that state right there. I know. Fred would give a ball and they don't support him. I know the fuck they're not gonna support me. That state is shady.
Is this all good?
That's it for me though. But thanks again for everybody that showed up. You know, it was really, really a good turnout, and I really do appreciate that. So, how was that Scotty Bowl?
Shut up, Fred. You always get me in trouble.
No, I'm just waiting. It's just the way Dad is saying it. Like, he already know.
It's not summer here.
They say the weekend went okay in Chicago. You know,
I didn't hear that.
Shay, did you hear what Daddy just said, Rodney?
I didn't hear it. I keep it moving.
Why didn't you go to that Scotty Bowl, Rodney?
You say why I didn't go?
Yeah.
Because someone else was having a ball on the same day, and to choose between two different balls, I'd rather go to a ball to some people who support me. So that's why I came to your ball.
I totally agree.
Oh, that's why. Okay, I'll leave it alone. I'll leave that alone then, Rodney.
Okay.
I heard he didn't want to battle Camaro for legendary realness.
No, I wasn't going to be judging Camaro in the first place. Remember, I already got my advance notice 2 weeks before the ball that I was going to be judging second half, and legendary realness was in the first half, so I wouldn't have had a chance to chop him.
Oh, okay. I'll leave that alone, too.
I wouldn't have had a chance to chop him.
O-M motherfucking G, Miss A.
What, Kelly?
I'm gagging at this video that Naima put up in the official ballroom group of this child on the bus, Miss A.
You just seen that?
This child used to be a femme queen back in the days. And her name is Strawberry, Miss A. And she used to walk Butch Queen Vogue Femme, and she used to walk Femme Queen Performance, Miss A. And I'm gagging that she peeled and she's a boy, Miss A. And you can see her tints and all her seal and her cheek and everything. That's Miss Strawberry. I'm gagging. Oh, my God. I'm really gagging.
The one that's on the bus, right?
Yeah, her name is Strawberry, yes. Mm-hmm. Is she crazy, Miss A? So, I don't know, honey. So, is everybody ready for the new year?
It sounds like the new year is going to start off to a good start.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
I see the girls is definitely taking 2012 out with a bang.
Why you say that, Kelly?
Because they are. It's definitely, honey. They definitely taking 2012 out with a bang. Honey, all of this fighting and arguing and carrying on and, you know, girls getting caught in the bathroom and everything. Girls on their weight.
In the bathroom?
Girls on their weight loss plan looking like Randy Jackson.
I cannot push your mute.
Somebody came in my inbox and said she looked like Lou Rawls.
Miss Sang, what do you... Miss Sang, now I ain't going to ask y'all because, you know, everybody's having a ball or event coming up, so I'm not going to ask nobody. But Miss Marco really looked like Randy Jackson in this motherfucking picture.
No, Sang, Kelly, now you have to give it to her. She does look nice. Hello?
Sis? Really?
Hello?
Daddy,
what have you been?
That ain't what you said in the other room.
But who did I say?
Girl. I don't think Marco looked bad, though. I don't, personally, I don't.
I didn't say, wait a minute, Kelly, let me go look at this false girl.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't remember saying nothing. I think she looks actually nice.
Kelly, commercial break.
Uh-oh.
You want a commercial break? Hold on. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with our calls, and we're going to finish talking about Randy Jackson.
The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, February 23rd. 2013. Grand prize number one. Open to all team states. The Dream Team for $2,000. Grand prize number two. Open to all performance for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue. 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Vonalore. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath
that Sunday, February 24th.
Marcus.
Marcus, yeah. Somebody just inboxed me and they said, do y'all have all your coins?
Yes, we do.
Marcus, what is for $2,000 at your ball?
At the awards ball, our ball is team phase. One male figure, one female figure,
and a Kelly, somebody just inboxed me and said, tell Kelly I bet she won't walk for that $2,000. I didn't know what the $2,000 was for, but okay.
Miss Sang, these girls always at me, Miss Sang girl. I don't have to prove anything, Miss Sang girl, okay?
But I don't know, girl.
I don't have to prove a motherfucking thing to any of these motherfucking bitches, okay?
Since you ain't got to prove, go ahead. Let me shake the other side of the table. Now, girl, they say you was deemed for drag's realness for being legendary. So, bitch, what the fuck make you think you can walk for legendary fake? It's not that for you. I'm just saying, don't kill the messenger. I'm just delivering the message.
I don't take no messages. I don't take messages from delivery people because I never motherfucking for any motherfucking thing. If a bitch got a motherfucking message that they want a motherfucking address to me, you tell those bitches to press motherfucking one and get the fuck out of your motherfucking inbox and be the big bad bitch or motherfucking nigga they are and call in here and address me they motherfucking self. Because anything I got to say to a punk pussy faggot, it comes out of my mouth.
Ooh, it sounds like you feel approached, Kelly.
Okay.
So wait, hold on.
I never feel approached about anything.
Take a chill pill. Take a chill pill, girl. Give yourself a shot. Calm down. So, girl, you are in fact legendary for face. Because, you know, the girl said your status for legendary face was like, I'm not going to call nobody name, but
the question was like Camaro, so legendary realty status.
You said it, not me. So go on.
Girl, I ain't never been questioned about any motherfucking thing. I motherfucking walk, bitch.
I'm just saying, girl.
Okay. So, bitch, it is what it is. Miss Say, sort of a bitch feel like, you know, they want to check me, bitch. Well, check me.
Oh, okay.
Because if they felt that way, Miss Say, the first time I walked, they should have chopped me, bitch, like Camaro.
Oh. Mm.
So. All these bitches want me on the motherfucking floor, Miss Thing. Like I told y'all bitches, when I do walk a category, bitch, girls bring it 99% and girls bring it 100%. Whenever I step on the floor, bitch, I bring it 175%. Bitch, okay. I don't play with it, and you already know, Alexis. You know.
Calm down, girl.
You see what it look like. You see what it look like on Sunday in the daytime.
Down.
You see the pictures. You see.
Calm down. It's okay.
Hello. I'm back.
Hey, hold on. We have a call up 404-454. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? What's up, Fred? It's Martez. I just want to give a shout out to Rodney for coming out and support Icon, Pioneer, Father Tony Revlon for coming out and supporting the Kiki Ball in Greensboro, minus the little riot that took place. It was a good ball.
Not a riot.
Are you talking house planning now?
Man, hell no. I would never go back to that house.
Oh, I thought you went back too because Antonio went back.
No, my thing is, I feel like this, once you leave a house, there's no need to go back because I left it for a reason. I mean, no need to look back now.
Or not?
I know, that's right.
But if you must know, it's Bugari power over here all day, every day.
All right.
When you talk, all I hear is wah, 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 wah,
wah, wah, wah, absolutely cannot off the balcony.
What did he say?
He said Bugari power. Bugari.
When you talk, all I hear is wah, 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 wah,
wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, my chest, I had a good time.
Shit.
It was fine.
Oh, shit. Kelly.
That was
That was Sophia's playing one more time.
When you talk, all I hear is
Kelly, I want you to go down to 34th Street and go up to the top of the Empire State Building and jump. Because, bitch, you is dead fucking wrong.
Oh, oh, who's that I'm running the f***ing on?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah, that was...
Who said I'm running the switchboard?
Montez is alive. You already gone.
Montez is there.
Okay.
Montez, someone just hit me up, said, tell Montez to hang the phone up. He's a liar and a fool. He said he'll never come back, but he called Temperance and Camaro the day after he left begging to come back to the house crying tears.
That's a fucking lie. So whoever said that, suck a dick.
I care with these sound effects today. I just care.
These sound effects are turning.
I care. He is slow, and Sophia is Montez X Bonnie. He wanted to come back. We didn't let him back in. Stop. Somebody say, Kelly, you better stop. A cage gonna press one.
When you talk, all I hear is when you talk, all I hear is
so that needs to be stopped.
317-515, you're live on the air.
I just want to say that all that stuff that happened in Chicago today, the other day, Berlin, yes, she got her ass beat.
Oh, she got her ass beat by who?
By Derek Schnell. Now, we heard that Derek didn't get a chance to do anything, that Berlin actually swung on Derek, but Derek didn't get a chance to hit back because the people
they hung up
them from fighting.
They hung up. They said what they had to
say. Yeah, and then they stopped it.
Baby, y'all girls is a mess, honey. Baby, stop it, honey. And I wish the girls to stop calling my mother phone, you know, with their motherfucking bullshit and their madness mistake. Stay away from the champ, okay? I'm not talking to you, Alexis. I'm talking to the girls that was calling about the champ.
Who's the champ?
You know what I'm talking about, Alexis. You know who I'm addressing.
Oh. She's still at the champ?
At it. You know.
Just last night she was at my husband, remember?
I don't know what's going on with her and Naima, Miss Thang, but, you know, they always be at my door, Miss Thang. I don't know why they be knocking at my door, Miss Thang. Naima just be knocking.
You still doing it this weekend?
Huh?
Still going Saturday?
Oh, no.
We're paying it.
We're gonna wait until the coldest winter ever. Rodney, are you going out this weekend, Rodney?
I'm going to the football game in Atlanta. And then I'm supposed to be going to the last time in Shantas. I'm gonna be down there, so I'll be there reporting live.
Oh, the Rumble Ball is Sunday, right, Kelly?
Yeah, the Rumble Ball is on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Long this Sunday, the 16th?
The 16th, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll be in Atlanta reporting live from the A after we stomp a mud hole into our seat on that later.
Ronnie, you better go with security, honey.
No, I'm fine.
Because, you know, it's a lot going on.
Yes.
What's going on in Atlanta, Alexis?
You just was talking about it.
You're going with all the live stuff and the fathers and the...
Oh, with the Alliance. Oh, you're talking with the Alliance. That'd be all right, Miss Sangra.
Yeah, I'm going out to the Alliance Ball.
Hold on. Oh, no, they hung. They pressed one. 27.
Oh, Kelly, I need my 2 minutes right now. I need my 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Everybody know, normally at the beginning of the show, I do my little new segment. for the NFL scores for the weekend. I don't know if Jason, are you still on the line? Did he hang up or he still here?
Yeah.
Okay, he ain't saying that all night. Well, I'm going to start off with this about the birds. We'll start with the Falcons. Unfortunately, the birds got shot down this weekend by the Carolina Panthers.
11-2.
30-20. Hold on, you stopping me? Someone had something to say, Alexis, you were talking?
11-2?
Okay. The Falcons got shot down this weekend, 30-20, by the Carolina Panthers. Also, speaking of birds, the Ravens lost to the Redskins in overtime, 31-28. The New York Jets upended Jacksonville, 17-10. The Philadelphia Eagles finally won another game, 23-21 over Tampa Bay. The Steelers lost to San Diego, 34-24. Green Bay won over Detroit, 27-20. And my high-flying NFC East champions and reigning Super Bowl champions, New York Giants, showed the New Orleans Saints what it was to score some points. We beat them 52-27. Oh, I got one more score. I forgot. Dallas Cowboys won by the skin of their teeth. I think it was 20-19 at the end of the game. I forgot who they played. I forgot that fast. But that's your sports report from Saturday's game. And tonight, Joseph Ebony's New England Patriots did their thing. Congrats to you, Joseph.
And I want to
with the scandal update.
And I want to give a big shout out to Hassan's husband. You don't want a day of me and making motherfucking oxtails. Stay up off my motherfucking page, okay? You don't want my oxtails. And I want to give a big shout out to Tashawn Milan and his nasty ass macaroni and cheese. That nobody motherfucking ate, Miss Faye. The only person that ate that nasty ass macaroni and cheese was his daughter, because she didn't want to hurt his motherfucking feelings with that nasty ass macaroni and cheese. And he wanted to blame it on he tried some new motherfucking cheese. Miss Faye, if you knew I was coming over, why would you try new cheese? And we always have a battle with macaroni and cheese. But big shout out to that nasty ass macaroni and cheese. And yes, Eric Milan, I addressed the press on that nasty ass macaroni and cheese.
Well, now, Kelly, since we'll all be in New York on the 26th, have y'all made the dinner arrangements for the
27th? We can go to I don't have a problem with going. Let's go to BBQ's. We go to the fag headquarters, bitch, and I'll get done up and we'll go.
Right, and bring your stuff, because the Rumble is that next day, so, you know, you want to go all the way back home.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, baby. When I leave out my house, just saying I'll be ready for the Rumble and everything, and then I'll come back to the room. We can have cocktails and just go to the Rumble, and Alexis can make it snow. Okay, 832-623, you're live on the air.
I really just don't appreciate how Rodney said that the Dallas Cowboys won by the skin of their teeth against the Cincinnati Bengals when the New York Giants is barely hanging on to their spot in the playoffs as it is. So they better win here on out for the Cowboys take over, and I thank you.
All right, J-Rock, come on through, represent the Steers and the Queers.
But you're not going to get that to my damn team.
Yes, that's right. Y'all faced the Bengals. That 4 seconds was everything, right?
Bitch, I thought we was about to lose. No tea, no shame.
My peoples, Monty. Big shout out to Monty Christian. You know, the Redskins are definitely the hottest team out right now as far as making it happen and excitement, exciting plays and stuff like that. Big shout out to the Washington Redskins. That's my city. That's where I'm from. But I do rep the New York Giants all day. And we just gave the Saints a statement.
What's
their record,
Rodney?
Yes. And, well, now RG3 is out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Poor thing. But, you know, it's the NFL. Life goes on. We don't have no sympathy for that.
Okay. Oh, and another thing. Anybody out there, whoever got a Wii U, can y'all hit me up on the Wii U so I can chat with people and play some games? This thing, like, what the fuck?
And this weekend in Atlanta will definitely be a party, even if not the ball, the game itself. You're going to have Fred Chanel in the house, Kadam Milan, Donye, Ken, Harold, myself. We definitely going to make it rain.
Again?
Yeah, we all going to the game and in Atlanta on Sunday.
You must be playing security this weekend.
Say it again.
They said somebody said you must be playing security again this weekend, like you did this past weekend.
What?
Mel Malaga asked me whether I was at security at the ball. It had something to do with the ball because I was running around. I said, no, Father. He was just overwhelmed at the door with, you know, other people that was there coming. So I just stepped up and was helping him out inside and running around doing little things. But, you know, I was just there for support.
Yeah,
sure thing. Okay. So I see a bitch don't want a motherfucker play with me, Miss A. Bitch, I keep telling these girls, don't put up no motherfucker statuses about me, Miss A. Bitch, exactly. Honey.
Ooh.
Miss Ali Quan Prodigy, if she don't give me back my motherfucking coins, Miss A, for me and my motherfucking daughter, motherfucking Erica Khan's motherfucking dress, give us back our motherfucking coins for our dress, because we did not get our dresses that we were supposed to walk in the rubble with, Miss Say, girl. And she wants to run around and lie and talk about she got robbed for her phone and got cut in her face. And I seen that at the Kiki ball this weekend. She was not cut in her face, and I told her a week ago I want my coin back. And this bitch want to put up a motherfucking status and try it, Miss Say. And I read her on the status, Miss Say. And so now she took the status down on her page, Miss Say. And I want my motherfucking coins back for my motherfucking dress, Miss Say. And I think.
The good thing you
say
that coin anyway,
because
they weren't using.
Alexis, oh my God.
And the same way they ain't gonna use you when you think that you walk in a motherfucking, the same way you think they ain't gonna use you when you think you walk in Atlanta and Godfather Ebony gonna win over you. Because she already told you you can't sit with her. Okay?
Bitch, I can sit wherever the fuck I want to.
If I'm putting a shout out, if James Icon is listening, could you please text me that saying that you said to me earlier today? It kind of slipped my mind, but that's definitely, I love it. Could you text me that saying that you said to me earlier today?
So I can't wait. You know what? I don't know. I wasn't gonna come, but I think I might have to fly to Atlanta for MLK weekend, Miss Thing, because I need to see all of this, the shenanigans that's gonna happen with all of these nominations and everything, and I need to see Godfather sit Alexis down.
Why y'all keep calling that lady Godfather?
Who the fuck is Godfather?
I just
what
got
they
to say
in my inbox.
I just got
God
to say.
What I okay? What I need to put on? I want to see her on Alexis' battle. Do I got to put what about 2 feet on it? What film queen realness? What film queen face? What big girl face? What? Because whoever lose got to wear a shirt that say he.
Fred, you may not know how to do that. You might just be able to just put a bag of snow up.
Wait. First of all, I'm like Kelly when it comes to that. Y'all will not get me down there in Atlanta because the girls do not use. And she slay me, Miss Thing.
It's a great
thing.
Well, hold on. Would you like to do the North Carolina, Alexis?
Okay, and you know what? And this is exactly what Fred said. He'll start the pot at 2, bitch, and I'll add another motherfucking 150 to the 2 in North Carolina.
And I'll add 100.
Oh well, bitch, I'll see y'all at the
You got to agree to wear the shirt he after you lose. Whoever lose got to pull a he t-shirt.
Whoever lose, they have to wear the shirt. He beat me.
I definitely put up
100
for that.
I put up 150, Alexis. So that's 5 bills right there already, Alexis.
I'll see her in the bag.
Okay, well, Mona, if somebody's out there listening to Mona, honey, Alexis, North Carolina, what's the team, Mona? Let us know. Is it what it is, Miss Say? And I got the coin, Miss Say. So what?
Yeah, I got the coin too, Back Booth.
For all those people,
who got Mr. T
in my inbox since I made the announcement of the new overall father? No, he will not. He does not. I'm a dictator. I'm a tyrant. He does not and will not put you in the house without my approval.
Rodney, first of all, you have no control over the House of Snow. You stay in your domain at the House of Cocktail, and I will run the House of Snow on this end, okay?
No, I'm talking about
well, Alexis is the CEO and founder of the House of Snow, and I'm the overall mother.
So Fran's moonlighting, he's in the House of Snow and Cocktail?
Actually, he started the House of Snow back in the day. So he has two titles under his belt. I just run it. I was always the CEO. The HVIC.
Well, but let me tell y'all, bitch.
And
y'all know, bitch, honey, I tell y'all, bitch, from time to time, mistake. You know, I did what I dabble, mistake. But, bitch, Miss motherfucking Alexis motherfucking Jamaican bitch.
I told daddy.
Vada, when I tell you, I make the snow, honey. But, girl, you know, I be doing other stuff, honey, to get me fixed, honey. Miss Alexis Jamaican. Oh, bitch, Javonna, oh, girl, I had that whole, bitch, girl, I got up 6 o'clock in the morning. I was out in the street trying to find some other shit Alexis wasn't answering up. Oh.
I'll be in New York at the end of the month. As a man, Alexis already got a few dates in mind already.
Baby, hold on, we got another caller. That shit is on the money. 708-724-724, you're live on the air.
When have Alexis ever hit the floor?
Hold on. Marcella Diggins, let me tell you one motherfucking day.
Oh, shit.
Hey, father.
Hey, what's going on? Let me ask you a question. I'm ready for you. I'm ready. You got your card in. I saw a clip that said Legendary Realist, but you wasn't on it. But they said you were. What happened to the clip? They don't consider you legendary out there in Chicago?
Well, they gave it to Legendary Streetwear. They confused the two. So
tell y'all,
is not having it tonight in this motherfucking official boardroom radio station. They don't put up Hassan old motherfucking ad pictures, Mister. They put up Camaro's mugshot, Mister.
Oh.
Bitches is going ham in this room tonight.
Yeah,
I'm crazy. I have to catch up tomorrow. Shit, I ain't going to back to my computer. Fuck it.
Baby, they ain't playing, honey.
They still going on in the fucking official ballroom?
Yeah. So, Tayana, how did you lose Realness to Camaro? Where they do that at?
Because it was Legendary Streetwear. It wasn't Legendary Realness.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they didn't like your fit.
Right.
Yeah. I told her to be here for
2 years.
She didn't leave.
I'm going to leave Camaro alone.
Okay. Harold, if you out there listening, can you please feel free to press 1? Because I just got a message. I talked about it earlier, but they said Ayana is back home from jail. She just was released. She also changed her name on Facebook from Ayana Nicole Balenciaga to Ayana Nicole Robinson. Did she leave the House of Balenciaga?
Nah, she's still a Balenciaga.
She's still a
Balenciaga?
Yeah. So what was up with the name change?
Let me shut up.
I think she got married.
Oh, she got married?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of names changing this weekend.
Oh, they said correction. That's from his fan page, not a site. Sorry. Okay. It's been a lot of name changes this weekend. Alexis, would you like to give us the name changes in the ballroom scene?
No. Okay. I have a ball coming up, Kelly.
Girl, you got a ball coming up?
Yes.
Everybody better learn when you have a ball, you keep that mouth shut.
Somebody just hit me up and they said, you got a ball coming up? They said, bitch, you didn't even walk balls. How you got one coming up?
I sure do.
That's what they walk.
They said they godmother Ebony. That's what they walk.
Oh. Okay, well, tell godmother, godfather for $500. I'll see her in North Carolina. And that is that.
You just paying my bag of snow. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to keep my bag and give it to somebody else that wants it.
Okay, well, let me see. I need to know, honey. Alexis is being real. I'm gagging at Alexis, honey.
I got a ball coming up, girl.
Oh, honey. And somebody else said, tell Alexis, I might throw in 100 too.
Okay.
Well, shit, yeah. Bitch, this might be a grand prize, Miss Thing. By the end of the night, Miss Thing, it might get up to $1,000.
Yes, ma'am, honey. I can party hardy all weekend.
Yeah,
if you win.
No bother. You know, the shade is, I'll party either way. The $1,000 or whatever they put up, I already have it in my purse, so it wouldn't matter to me. So let's go.
Who went to the battle?
Mona.
Oh, wow.
Rodney, you got some new members in your house, Rodney?
Yes. I know he got one he got to kick out by this weekend.
Oh.
The one that broke that tie. The one that broke that damn tie.
Oh my God. Y'all are hilarious tonight.
Oh, there's a lot of new house members in houses. Oh. They say the girls is getting ready, honey. The girls are setting up for war, I see. Mm-mm. Hell. Where's Harold at? Who's all going to D.C. for the Balenciaga party?
When is that?
I did see the post.
Huh?
I did see the post.
Yeah. Where's Naima?
She's listening.
She's on the pier.
Oh.
What is she doing on the pier, J Rock?
Child. Looking for the deaf boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriend, my sister, Tiffany Chanel. She has booked her ticket for the coldest winter ever. She will be in New York City, so big shout out to my girlfriend, Tev. J-Rock, are you coming in to get some of that for long?
Baby, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. No, he ain't. I may not be able to come to coldest winter ever.
Oh, wait, hold on. Naima, you're live on the air.
So wait a minute. I'm on the PR, J-Rock.
Hey.
What am I
going
on the PR? What happened?
I thought that was TJ saying that.
That was.
What am I doing on the pier, J-Rock?
No,
what did you say, J-Rock?
Huh?
TJ said you on the pier.
Oh, TJ said
she looking for the deaf boy.
No, I'm not looking for the deaf boy. The deaf boy is looking for me. But don't try to
get on
the
walls again.
Excuse me. Do I need to screenshot my inbox, TJ?
What inbox, baby?
Ooh.
What inbox can you screenshot? You can screenshot. You got an iPhone.
Shake the table, Naima. Shake the table.
Yeah, shake the table, bitch. I want to know what you screenshot.
Anywho, what's going on, Rodney?
Just
Kelly?
Like that deaf boy, too.
Huh? what'd you say, Kelly?
That sounds just like the deaf boy.
Don't try it over there, Miss Alexis.
That's not me.
Oh, okay, I thought it was either you or your roommate.
Stay rock, bitch.
Yeah, she always attacking somebody like they be ad girl.
no shade. It's no shade, mistake. We're going to get back to Naima. But it's no shade, mistake. To you ugly bitches, mistake. I'm not going to say nobody's name. But to you ugly bitches on Facebook, mistake, that's running around, and y'all got Barbie doll by your name and doll and all of that. Mistake, girl. There is no reason to have Barbie by your name, mistake, girl.
Bitch.
Look more like a fucking Ken.
Not even that. No, don't give them Ken, because Ken even be.
Okay. But I'm gagging at all of these bitches running around, mistake, and they are Black Barbie and Brazilian Barbie and all of these different fucking. And y'all look ugly, mistake. Girl, stop it.
Raggedy Ann by the doll.
Okay, it looked more like a Chucky doll.
Chucky, I was about to.
They need to stop it, Miss Say Girl. Okay, they really do. They really do. I really, because I'm getting insulted, Miss Say, with all of these bitches popping up my timeline with all these different Barbie names and all type of shit, and they look fierce, Miss Say. Y'all stop.
What about
I'm
the
stop putting y'all on blast?
What about the Butch Queens that's naked? That look like They've been pulling away from the table all of their doggone lives up there talking about sexy or hot boy or dope boy.
He look more like a brat doll. Okay, the girls really
I cannot
become
believe
ridiculous.
It just came across my timeline. I can't.
Why y'all can't never can't? What can y'all do?
I just can't.
What came across your timeline? Let us know what came across the timeline.
Hold on. Let me read this first. And guess who they paired her up with? Everyone gay, but they battled and she won grand prize and the money and gay. He hugged her and kissed her on the cheek with no problem. He was well behaved and showed her respect. Oh, that was nice. That was nice. Felicity and Chick Chick had the battle at the ball.
Yeah, they did. For the money. Yeah.
What happened?
No, somebody was saying that Chicken Felicity had the battle at the ball. I mean, they thought there was something was gonna happen.
I must admit, I was kind of nervous.
You was nervous, Daddy.
Yeah, I was. I didn't tell no lie.
We did look at each other like, okay. But I will give him this. When he's on the floor, when he's on the runway, from whenever I see him battle, it's just really strictly competition on the fucking floor. No matter who it is, with the boys, with the girls, whatever, it's strictly let's battle and let me get this win so I can move on to the side.
Mm-mm. So back to you, Naima.
What the fuck is that?
That's how the deaf boy be. That's how the deaf boy be shouted when Naima.
Because you've been you sent him a friend request too, and y'all friends, and you try to get him over there too, Kelly.
Let me tell you one thing about me, bitch. I don't send friend requests. If he's a friend on my page, he's sending me a request.
Mm-hmm.
I don't send friend requests at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and if I wanted him over here, bitch, he would be over here. You already know how I do.
He's online now, so he's trying to get over here. Maybe you could redirect him to Manida.
Baby, well, I don't even know who the fuck he is. And what page is he friends with me on?
Shake the dice and steal the rice, honey.
Tell him to get on the page and look at the camera and sign language him to come over.
Oh, jail.
She don't need to do that, baby. She know how to get him over. Trust me.
You got another sign language.
Stay where she was going to get you over.
Oh, she the secretary for the alliance? Oh, word.
Who?
Never mind.
So, women, when is this North Carolina ball? This the ball this next year?
February.
Oh,
February 23rd.
Mm-hmm. And so you and Mona's walking safe that night, Alexis?
Realness.
Oh, they walking realness. Don't, girl, don't even. Why would you insult Big Girl Safe category like that by saying even one of them was walking safe?
Bitch, you insulted every time you walk. Don't start.
No, it's not safe.
Hold on,
I know
it's
not safe.
What if the judges
stop
walking?
Huh? Oh, I forgot Fred on here. Hi, Fred. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how are you?
Well, look,
you
look, Marcus. What?
Marcus. Marcus. If they chop both of them for faith and the money's in the pot, we'll open up Legendary Realness.
Uh-huh, you get my goddamn money back.
Wait. Hold on. Let me make this clear right now. The DOLL has never been chopped for her realness.
And she won't get chopped, Miss Say, because I'm going to make sure I send her through the correct way.
Bitch, Kelly, bitch, I don't. That's one thing I never had to worry about, being chopped for my motherfucking realness. Now, I can't speak for everybody else.
You know, Atlanta girls ain't coming to New York. When the last time you seen a girl from Atlanta in New York? Exactly.
Stay calm. That's not true.
Fred represents for Atlanta, honey, more than anybody
we'll
else.
We'll just get her a bus ticket, and then we'll just see, you know, so she won't have nothing to lose.
You
say
she's
just
a fab girl, but say, why would y'all get her a bus ticket?
The phone got quiet.
If you get a bus ticket, it makes it seem like it's a setup.
Right.
Oh, well, somebody just hit me up and said she ain't that fab. Country kicks her out.
Who are you talking
Robbie,
about? This ain't town?
No,
Alexis, why did you fall like that, sister?
I can't, girl, because I could have just imagined who that came from.
You thinking the same person I think?
Oh, wait. Why are people calling me, telling me Tayana is pressed by losing to me? Girl, take a loss with grace. It's not becoming if you ask me. You called me on Friday, and I showed you on Saturday. I told you, yeah, you heard me in person with congratulations. Then take them back later. How fake is that?
And say somebody just said, Miss Mona's been chopped for her realness every time she walks.
Okay, well, I didn't say it.
No, I don't think that's true.
I do.
You know what? Let's make it hard. Let's make it trilogy. Big Girls Trilogy.
Miss A. Marcus, you're trying my sister, Marcus. You know my sister ain't nobody's trilogy. Okay?
But Kelly, hold on. Wait. First of all, Kelly, you know what you're not going to do is continue to sit on this phone and act like it's over for you, girl. Now stop.
Miss Alexis, you're my sister, Miss A. I'm not going to let you up.
I can do many things,
Alexis. I'm telling you. Things. My teeth is nasty, Miss Stang, when it comes to popping off those alarms. Miss Stang, girl, you know we nasty when it comes to the hair. It's nasty when it comes to the makeup. But making you trilogy, my mouth is the ones that hard.
That's that old school shade.
Well, girl, Kelly ain't trilogy either.
I'll be right back out.
Don't touch that up.
The girls, Mr. I'm gagging at these girls. These girls in my inbox, Michelle, girl. I don't know this lady personally, Michelle, so I don't want y'all to think that I'm sitting here and I'm reading this lady because I don't know this lady personally, Michelle. Y'all need to stop chopping Miss Mona up like that, Michelle. Bitch, they y'all called this lady a big toe bobblehead nigga. Hey, y'all need to. Okay? Because I don't want this lady to think I'm reading her because Alexis is my sister. But these are the things that's coming in my inbox.
Young again. She get on this line, honey, and light.
She is more than welcome to call in here.
You know what? I got it.
Because her mouth is nasty.
Mona and Alexis, y'all are going to walk for the $3,000 for the female figure face trio at Alvernia's during Corey Ball.
Y'all going to tell the people to call in because the show going to go into record mode.
Oh, yeah, the show's about to be going to record
mode.
One is
Cinderella, one is Mermaid, and one is Sleeping Beauty. Bitch, y'all can eat it up.
And hello.
You didn't say,
who the fuck is Sleeping
you
Beauty?
You said one is Sleeping Beauty, one is Mermaid, and one is what?
The Mermaid, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty. And at the end, y'all got to say, Still I Rise.
And none of those three things you said had anything to do with Shamu or Free Willy.
Oh,
so which one are you? I'd be Ursula. I could deal with Ursula.
No, baby, see, y'all reading it? It says Sleeping Beauty,
Marcus, I stopped. You almost got me to start reading just now, but I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
Why are you picking all these skinny bitches for a big girl category?
I didn't do that. I mean, I'm just reading the category. It didn't say big. Bernie
changed the category.
Yeah. Each storybook beauty has face diversity, Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
I don't know. I want to see them in North Carolina. I have some coins in North Carolina. I ain't going to have no coins for Iver anymore.
Oh.
What you say,
well,
for?
I don't know. What you do? Never mind. I'm not going to even say nothing.
I'm really feeling
like somebody is punking my sister or something. If they go like they got
nobody will never punk me, Kelly.
I really feel like somebody is punking my sister, or they got some type of tea on my sister that she don't want out. Mistake, cause she been really biting her tongue lately, and this is not the
right.
This is not like the snow. I know.
I got a ball coming up. I keep telling you that, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
that
what
Rodney said, that he got a ball coming up?
Yeah. I got a ball coming up. I live.
Well, baby, I always have a ball coming up, bitch, and I'm going to still voice my opinion, bitch. You come
so,
if you don't, if you don't. If you do, you don't.
So
I'll give out my coin.
So, Vonnie, you coming up here on the 26th? Or January?
It's 2 o'clock.
Vaughn will be here at the end of the month.
At the end of this month we in?
Yes. She coming up for New Year's.
Yeah, we partying for New Year's.
Oh, for all you girls that want to go to the party on Pier 76, on 56 and 57th Street and 12th Avenue, you get your tickets right now and the tickets are still $60. If you wait, the tickets is going to go up to 100. It's going to be 125 at the door. The tickets are $60 right now.
I want to go to Alegria.
It's all that weekend. All that is that weekend.
That's Pasha.
Pier 96 or Pier 94?
Pier 94. Pier 94, one of them is saying Club Pasha. That's the party, honey. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 1st.
These tickets say $250 per person. Oh, that's the open bar ticket. Rodney, you going to do New York? Open bar for 4 hours.
What club is, what is that?
That's
the they got Alan Greer, the Korean House, and Pasha all in one weekend.
Right.
Can you hang?
Open bar. You get all the tickets, all the benefits of general admission, plus a 4-hour open bar, champagne toast at midnight, and it's $250 per ticket.
Are you fucking serious?
We could go drink them down $250. We can definitely do that.
I could drink $200 worth of liquor easy.
Well, baby, I'll tell y'all when we have our personal chat, honey. I'll tell y'all how y'all get y'all tickets and get y'all points back, but I ain't gonna tell y'all on the air.
Oh yeah.
Everybody doing it.
Money.
Right, New York City for New Year's Eve. I've never done it.
Baby, it's sad, buddy. I start out at church at 10 o'clock. I stay in church until 12.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Betty, you said you were coming to get that. You coming.
No, Marcus, you gotta go. I go to church. I go to church at 10. I stay in church for 2 hours. When I leave out the church at 12:01, when the ball drop, I pop my first service. You know, I go to my mother's house, honey, and I stay at my mother's house until my service drop. Once my service drop, I'm out.
How come you don't pop the service before you get into church?
Bitch, go please. So I can be there in the pulpit. Please.
Hold on, they also have a VIP raise ticket that's $350 per person. You get to open bar for 4 hours, and then if you have a table of four, you'll get one bottle of premium vodka plus one bottle of champagne. Or if you have six people, two bottles of premium vodka.
That's a waste.
One bottle of premium.
That's
what?
A waste.
Me and Rodney, we don't do those services y'all do, so we actually...
No, I ain't got time to be sitting down. I don't need no table service, honey. I need to be moving, honey. Okay.
If somebody get a table, that'll be cunt for somebody to get a table.
Oh yeah, well y'all get a table because Alexis like to sit down and you know and take her services a bit. I need to be motivated, bitch. Okay.
Right.
Baby, when I tell y'all, baby, honey, it's gonna be on, honey. Everybody should come to New York. We should all spend New Year's together in New York, honey. Though it be on, honey.
Well, can we stay at your house? Cause rooms be like $1,000 that night.
Oh, baby, I have a problem with y'all staying at my house. This thing, I got the air mattress, I got the couch right here.
Oh yeah,
right,
I got room over here too. Okay.
Kelly, it just came to my inbox. Call Tanya Ebony on the show because Camaro is reading her.
Tayana
here.
Tayana call drop. See, can you call her like this?
Oh, please.
Oh, shit. Why is Camaro reading her? Where he at? He reading her in the official war room group?
Mm-hmm.
Is he? Let me go over there.
Oh, my God. Why is he reading my sister?
What happened?
Camaro's reading Tayana.
Is it the same post with 684 comments?
I hope so.
Gotta be that post, but I don't see no other post from Camaro, so it has to be underneath that post.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, it is. What are you saying? There's a lot of damn comments, honey, on here.
Chad, you think I'm trying to read them? You a fool.
You just started at the bottom.
Yeah.
Gee,
I mean, it's
the
been like the last 8 comments.
He said none of these girls.
I don't consider that a read. He just said that.
I'm
why
not the one that's
why,
hurt.
I mean,
I didn't lose to her. She lost to me. She the one complaining after the fact. Oof.
Her phone's going straight to voicemail. Kelly, give me that number she called from.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, you know what? Oh, no.
Hold on. I'm giving it to you now.
Okay.
I just said it to
you.
Yeah,
you said the last 8. Oh, wait. Damn.
Miss Say, what is all this tea with Miss Sydney Starr and Trisha?
You want to tell no lie. You don't want to tell no lie.
You know, while we on that, shout out to Memphis Khan. You have really been commentating. You really made me know it Friday night at the free ball. You really, really, really made me know it.
Hello, I have the overall Midwest mother of the House of Ebony on the line.
Do 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 the blueprint. Do 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 do. Tayana.
Tayana, why is Camaro reading you?
Why is he reading me?
I don't know.
What is he saying?
He said you got bitter bitch syndrome. You congratulate him for winning, and now you're reading.
I didn't read him at all. I just said he walked in with every realness. I mean, I didn't read him. Is that a read?
I don't think so. She said, why are people calling me, telling me Tayana is pressed by losing to me? Girl, take a loss with grace. It's not becoming if you ask me. You called me out Friday, and I showed you on Saturday. I told you, yet you hugged me in person with congratulations, then can't take me later. How fake is that? The problem is people who can't take me but smile in my face. I got so many compliments about my production that night and many, many inboxes from people who said great things, so who cares about the haters? None of these girls pay my bills. I'm not the one that's hurt. I didn't lose to her. She lost to me. She's the one complaining after the fact, not me.
I didn't complain at all. I just said that he walked legendary streetwear. So whatever girls are calling him, telling him that, they can kiss my ass as well as him.
Ooh.
That's a whole lot of ass.
Damn, a whole lot of ass.
A whole lot of ass.
Yeah.
And I wish, and you know what, wait, hold on. I wish y'all girls to stop saying that people called y'all and told y'all somebody was deleting y'all on the show.
Exactly.
I hear y'all
listening. He knows exactly what I said.
That's what happened to me this weekend. Somebody went back and lied on me.
What did go back and lie on you and say for it?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Call me later.
Sorry to all you girls that's trying to go to the apocalypse party. The $63 tickets are sold out, and now the tickets is up to $78. $78 and $150 for VIP.
What event is that,
huh?
What event is that for?
That's for the party on.
Rodney, you ain't hear me talk about it. We going to
at Pier 90 at Pier 94. The doors open up at 5 o'clock, and the party ends at 9 o'clock.
It's Rodney, because 250 is open bar from 9 to 1.
Is that an Isla Gloria type party?
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Okay, well I ain't going.
Rodney, you will get your life, Rodney. They bring in a motherfucking 16-wheeler Mack truck, Rodney, and break this shit down and turn it into a bar in the middle of the fucking warehouse.
And what day is it on?
It's on
the 31st. You off that Monday.
The party is actually on the 1st, and it starts at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Damn.
It's on the 1st.
Yeah, it's on the 1st.
It's on the 1st. It starts at 5 o'clock in the morning on the 1st.
Well, that ain't the party I'm looking at. I'm looking at the party that's on the 31st. They got the open bar for $250.
You're looking at the party at Club Pasha. Nobody really goes there. Everybody goes to this one right here on the 1st.
No, but that Pier 94, though, on the 31st.
Oh, no, well, I don't know what party you looking at, baby.
What party are you looking at, Marcus?
I'm about to send you the link right now. It's called Afrojack New Year's Eve 2013.
No. We talking about apocalypse, baby.
We talking about apocalypse, Marcus.
Okay, so what's this? Pier 94.
Damn, but that shit
sounds
apocalypse.
Look at the link in the
number.
I
want to call you girls, Miss Thing. I know it'd be cold here. I know it'd be cold here in New York, Miss Thing. But girls, please just bear with the cold, Miss Thing. Please do not take your coats with you, Miss Thing, because last year when the girls left the party, Miss Thing, the girls was gagging and the girls was fighting out there, Miss Thing, because girls was walking off, the coat check was closed, and they just let the girls go in there, and girls was walking out with girls' minks and shit, Miss Thing, and they was fighting and shit, so don't wear your coat.
The link is in the room, Marcus.
Yeah, and I just posted a link to the party. Who parties on New Year's Day? You're supposed to go out.
Well, you have to realize they have you got Alan Greer on the 30th, you got the Greenhouse on the 31st, and then you have Pasha on the 1st. So really, if you're a real party girl, they'll start at Alan Greer on the 30th, they go to Pasha at Greenhouse at the Alan Greer, and then they go on to Pasha. So it's really a nonstop event that weekend.
So basically what Alexis is telling you, Marcus, if you're a girl like her and Fred, you'll be at every motherfucking party because they ain't going to fuck to sleep.
Oh, well, you know, that's not my kind of party. I was just more interested in the open bar.
Well, Marcus, Marcus, what you don't know won't hurt you. I'll go buy you a cocktail at the bar and put something in your cocktail so you can definitely party with us.
No, you will not.
Because I give you an e-pill, bitch. You a bitch. It's your first one, Miss Day. You're going to be up for about 2 days. You can go.
You know what?
Shit,
really?
Over it, bitch.
Really, they do that?
Good.
Remind me to get my own drinks.
Okay.
Rinse.
Right. In fact, I
know
Naeem
is gonna try to.
I
know Naeem is gonna try to slip a roofie in there and shit.
Naeema said she ain't got slipped nothing in your drink, and she said it's already open.
Oh shit!
Your Lord.
J Rock, I hope you make it up here for the coldest winter ever.
I'm really trying to. I'm just trying to work some things out with my command.
Yes, but I need you up here because, you know, Naeema is always at my pictures that I be taking with the boys and stuff, and we be putting it up on Facebook. I don't know why. Naeema, don't get mad because Meech was kissing me on my cheek, you know, so hard. You seen all of that.
Not too much.
I definitely had to see. Did you get to see him while he was here?
No.
Oh, I seen him. I seen him. He was over here three times.
Yeah, don't worry. But I'll see him the next go around when he get there, when he get up here.
How cold is it in New York in January? Do I need to get some long johns?
Well, right now it's 54. It's 57 degrees outside right now, and it was nice. It was raining.
54
nice.
Down here in Texas, it's like 34.
Oh well, bitch, we got better weather than y'all then.
I know, and it was 80 degrees yesterday. It keeps doing this shit, and it's fucking up everybody.
Doomsday.
What kind of snacks and refreshments you get for 153?
Yeah.
We don't eat honey. I don't know what y'all.
That's y'all. Again. You know what? I'm gonna say where I'm at. I'll see y'all coldest winter ever.
Why?
Marcus, they got a buffet. No. DC. I don't know what
I'm
that
not
is.
Eating a buffet at no Coke party. Believe me, I'm not.
It's not a Coke party, girl. Stop.
Oh, sorry.
Miss Alexis, when I promise you, Miss Thang, girl, we're going to get her, Miss Thang. We're going to get that bitch. We're going to get that bitch together one night, baby. Trust me.
So y'all going to be paying the nose bill the whole weekend?
The nose, girl.
The nose bill, bitch.
Hold on, wait. Naeema, let me tell you something about me, bitch. There ain't never been a bitch that said I depended on them to get full.
Hold on.
Any bitch that know me, know I can reach in my bra or my purse and pull out an 8-ball at any given time.
And pay your own nose bill.
Pay my own motherfucking bills, bitch. I do this shit because I can
do it.
I'm
just letting y'all know, when me and my sister come to North Carolina, Mistake for the awards, love, okay, don't be talking to me, Mistake, okay? Because I don't know what y'all going to be saying.
Oh, that's the one weekend you don't get me. I don't even drink when I'm dealing with a ball.
See, oh, no, I'm not going to get you that weekend. But, oh, trust and believe, we're going to get you, baby. Trust and believe, we're going to get you together, baby.
Well,
we're going
to
get
you. I'm willing to do it. Let's do it in Vegas.
Speaking
I'll see
of
y'all
you,
in Vegas.
Alexis, did I hear you earlier? Because I was fixing my food earlier. Did you say earlier that somebody called him Lou Rawls?
Somebody said she looked like Lou Rawls, honey.
Who?
Ain't Lou Rawls dead?
You will never find.
What that telethon he used to run?
The Evening of the Stars.
Yeah. Y'all will not sit here and say that lady looked like Lou Rawls.
She does. She looks like Cheryl Underwood.
Ooh, that means
she
looks
good.
That means she looks like
Ivy. I forgot. He looked nice. Y'all need to stop. He looked like somebody mama.
Yeah, Cheryl Underwood.
Who?
No, Miss A, girl. No, Miss A.
Kelly, you done had a lot of girls this weekend. I just thought I'd let you know that, girl. You can't say.
You talking about the child who lost all that weight y'all got the picture of?
Yes.
Oh, she
did not lose all that weight. The child that when he got the bypass surgery.
Oh, well, she actually looked kind of nice though to me.
Is
though.
That why she ain't had money for the balls?
Oh.
Ooh, Jason, you flipped that motherfucking table clean over.
But you don't have to have money to get it done. Now, your insurance is
your insurance will pay for depending on how they diagnose you. Yeah, your insurance, you're right for it. Your insurance.
Oh, please tell Alexis how she can get her insurance to pay for it.
I can do it.
Bitch, if I want to go get any studies done, bitch, I know how to get you to do it.
We're not doing that this quarter. Oh, wow. Damn, I forgot to call a doctor. I found the doctor in New York, honey. I need to call him, honey.
Never mind. I got some other tea. I'll hold it.
Well, what tea you got? Pump it.
Bitch, no, not that kind of tea. It's not for radio, bitch. Get the fuck out of my face.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that afterwards, honey.
No, we ain't got to talk about nothing, bitch.
Okay, well, baby, if that's the way you playing, bitch, we can play that way. That's the way you want to play, Miss Thang. Because I'll schedule my motherfucking appointment, Miss Thang, for the motherfucking 28th or the 27th or the 28th after I come back from motherfucking North Carolina.
Then you gotta be in Chicago, Miss Thang.
Bitch, I
Chicago
not
to 3 weeks later. 2 weeks later.
What? Exactly. And that's all I need is 3 weeks.
What? So, Kelly, have you already booked your flight, or are you driving down this time, or?
Yeah, to North Carolina?
Yes.
Me and Alexis, we're leaving on Thursday. We're leaving on Thursday so we can be there on Friday. You know, I have to see, another snack in North Carolina that I must see.
Ain't that so?
Oh.
Y'all going to be in the same room?
And me and Alexis going to be in the same room?
No, we're not. My room is already taken care of for that weekend.
No, Alexis is staying at the host hotel. The last time I stayed at a host hotel, I did not have a good experience.
That was not the host hotel.
Oh, well, the last time I stayed at a hotel that all the girls were staying at, I did not have a good experience. So I'm going to be staying at one of the Marriott properties.
Okay, Kelly is one across the street, the courtyard.
So, will you be featuring?
Too close to the hotel.
Will you be featuring any Chanel's or Herrera's or anybody like that over there?
Huh?
That
what?
Weekend?
So what now?
Will there be
Diego look fucking good in this picture?
Will there be any features of any Chanel's or any Herrera's over there?
Over where?
You said who? You said Diego? Room. Yes, he does.
Oh, Diego,
good.
Hello?
What'd you say?
What are you talking about? Over where?
Did you have your snacks lined up, you know, for that weekend there?
Honey, you know I don't play with these BQs, honey. I'm a chat line bitch. Legendary.
Naima, are you coming to the mall?
Huh?
Are you coming to the mall, Naima?
You talking to North Carolina Awards, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I might be venturing down there.
Naima, for clarity, I need you to say Carolina Awards Ball. This is an all-inclusive event.
Oh, wait a minute. Not too much, Lou Rolf. Not too much.
Oh, Lord. Marcus, is this going to be in Charlotte?
Yes, it is.
Isn't there a military base out there? I think there's a Navy base out there.
No, there's a base in Columbia, and there's a base in Fayetteville. Then there's a few, like Camp Lejeune, it all depends. But, yeah, it's not one in Charlotte.
I think there's a nuclear school out there. I'm just trying to get one of these little military rooms.
I got to give a big shout out to Diego Miyake Mugler, bitch. You are sitting in this picture, baby. Eye candy.
So, Michael, where's the host hotel at for the Carolina Awards Ball?
It's the Embassy Suites.
Okay.
I'll come over to Alexis' room and get a ticket from her to go downstairs and have my breakfast.
Damn.
This is why you playing. I just go right on over there and be just sitting, talking, and eating the breakfast. I ain't even at the hotel.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be checking very hard. They're going to see my 150, 200.
They're going to be checking very hard, baby. And if they have those rooms blocked off, Miss Thang, they're going to be giving out those green tickets, Miss Thang, and they're going to be checking those tickets. You got to get a ticket at the thing. And they
bitch, I bet you I get a ticket.
I'm going to get one from Alexis.
Oh, he do look good.
Don't
well,
he?
Where
thank
you. This picture at?
Thank you. I tried my best.
The elite group.
You put it in the elite group?
He is right, bitch. No shit.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Thank you. I do my best.
Kelly.
And he got me too.
Kelly.
Yes.
You can stay at the host hotel this year. I'm actually staying at the host hotel myself. I normally don't do that either, but I promise Marcus I will actually stay at the host hotel this year.
Well, last year, one thing I will say, I wasn't there that year, but last year we all was at the host hotel. I don't know. Daddy, was you at the host? You wasn't at the host hotel, was you?
You know I don't do host hotels.
At the Blake?
You know, I'm always a speak-off tee. Nobody don't come to my room unless you're invited because you will get your feelings hurt. So I don't have any problems. If you come to my room, I've already made arrangements for certain people and, you know.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to book me a room.
But
I'm
for
not
real, the Blake was fun last year.
I'm going to book me a room.
We had a nice time.
Yeah, the Blake was really fun. I had fun there.
But I'm not going to book my room. I'm not going to book my room through the group rate because I don't want them to put me on those floors where they block those rooms out.
You come in and you'll be able to select your room prior to even coming.
Because I need to be able to move and shake, honey.
That's my birthday celebration weekend.
The last time I tried to make it to the Carolina Awards, boy, I wound up in the hospital the last time.
Right, so you need to go get your hair done like 3 weeks early.
No, she needs to watch what she eat, honey.
Oh, no, don't worry,
honey.
Oh,
yeah, that was that weekend.
Yeah. Honey, don't worry, honey. I'll be back 30, but I'll be back 30 by then, honey. I'm taking my 30 out on beginning of the year, honey. I'll be back 30, you know.
I'm going to have to show Kelly how to do this shit, so I think I'm going 34.
Oh, y'all talking about hair. I thought you were saying your waistline. I was say, bitch.
Now, J-Rock, her waistline being a 30, J-Rock. You really tried my system this day, girl.
Hold on, wait, because I'm trying to read my inbox. What you say, bitch?
He said he thought when I said 30, that I was talking about your waistline. And I said, bitch, 30 your waistline mistake?
Actually, I'm a 28.
Yeah. Oh.
I keep thinking about when y'all keep talking about Alexis and the waistline, I keep thinking about how we was up at the park for that picnic and how she lifted up that dress and said, thanks for reaching out.
I did it with you, bitch.
Well, I should. You know what? Say, let me go to the. Let me go to our room and say, because I forgot I got this video.
I will bend you out of the underground for the rest of your life.
I got this video. You, Big Say.
You know what? Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
I got this
video.
I
got to send Alexis my check payment first.
Oh no, we got a check.
I got this video of me, Alexis, and Tayana from D.C. that I need to post in our room, honey.
I didn't even say that. Go ahead.
No, if you ban me, girl, you're going to get. Oh, don't worry. Marcus will put me back.
Oh, no, I don't care. Go ahead.
But I'm waiting for my phone to load up, honey. My phone is doing shows, honey.
I have your room is already reserved. Calm down.
Let me check the list.
No,
I'll be calling Marcus about mine.
Good. I can't win some more. Miss Claudia?
What Claudia say? Tell her she's to the underground. She
I can't win her.
I just seen it.
I don't see it. Me too, I don't see the
post, boo. Can y'all put the link up for the hotel rooms in North Carolina so I can make me a reservation?
Yes, Kelly, I'm sending it to you now.
Miss Sang, did y'all see Tamara look good in this picture?
Kelly, why did you act that lady like that?
Oh, my God.
Bitch, why is everybody following
up? Oh, God.
It's the underground show.
Jason.
Yes.
Are you by your computer, Jason?
Yeah, but this is turning into the underground show, so I'm about to do my good nights.
No, Jason, honey. I'm about to... So you, I'm about to show you something, Jason. Hold on. Hold on.
Well, this
mother
chicken that I made earlier is delicious.
Don't chill.
You're lying.
Okay, Jason.
Is there something you want to get off your chest over there,
what
T-Berry?
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Y'all girls are going to hell in a handbasket. Oh,
shit.
Y'all gonna make that Al Charles honey get up with this motherfucker.
Maybe that lady that did everything but a child of God this weekend.
Okay. Poor thing.
Oh my
you
God.
Take the girl.
Oh
you
girl.
Take the girl. You take the both of that. You have
you
a fan.
You don't have nothing nice to say. You just
win the world.
Those are some nice
Let me say something. You take the girl, you take the bad, you take the man, and there you have the
shut
fan.
Up.
I don't
want to survive. Hold on, we got a caller. 323-99 You're live on there.
Yeah. And I got a bottle on each side.
That's too
much. You got a bottle of what?
Commissary.
A bottle of commissary.
Hello, 323-989
I was just listening.
Well, what you got a bottle of?
Parmesan.
What?
You said you got a bottle. What you got a bottle of? We want to know.
They falling now.
We've been sitting here looking at the pictures, so you might as well tell us now.
Is that funny?
No.
No
shade. You know what? No shade. That they do look alike on this picture, y'all.
They, no shade for real though. They damn sure do.
They do. That's the fierce. That's the fierce part about it.
Oh my God.
Hello. Oh, they don't want to tell us what they got a bottle of. Damn.
Why do you think that them things in her mouth like a walrus?
Oh!
What is that with them and look like a walrus? Stick it out their mouth. What is that?
Alexis, we saying it's a Monday?
Hey, what? North Carolina?
Yeah.
More than likely. I'm going to need to. I'm going to have to.
Are they to Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. The Embassy Suite, Charlotte, North Carolina. Book your room for one tonight.
No. Did you put in the rate?
Yeah,
no.
You know the suites. The suite is one. Oh,
they all suites.
I think they're the king suite.
They all suites.
It's a two room suite.
Oh my
king
God, they ran out of
kings.
I'll call them tomorrow and have them add more kings.
Tayana, Miss Tayana just responded. She said, "Miss Camaro, my number is blank, 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 blank. I did not read you, and yeah, I do not pay your bills, but I'm not hurt for $400. Don't do it."
She needs that $400 for her commissary.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Who commissary?
Acorn.
I thought Camaro wasn't going to jail.
Well, this whoever Laura, whatever her name is, said he going away December 21st for a year.
Oh shit!
What? Oh.
Bitch, if I hear, give me a break.
Give me a break.
So,
Marcus, is the rate supposed to be cheaper than $159 a night for the whole 2 weeks?
$99 a night if you want a king, Kelly. Reserve the double, and then if you want the king, I will go in. I'll contact them tomorrow. I think we sold out all the kings that we agreed to purchase.
So
okay, well, I'm making my reservation now.
Thank you, guys. You guys have sold out the host hotel. I'm going to have them add on more rooms.
Okay.
What's
the rate going for?
$99 a night. But it includes, you can, in a king room, you can comfortably sleep at least four people. And in
what
a double suite,
fuck?
You can comfortably sleep six people.
Full payment is
where you can sleep four in a what?
They
got
a
front room.
And two people can pull in on a pull out.
Yeah,
oh,
got a front room. Okay.
There's
a pull out.
Hold on, Marcus, can you know my name, Marcus. Can you do my reservation? Because it's telling me that full payment is required to complete this reservation.
No, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay, Kelly. You're just reserving it. You pay
when
you
arrive. You're just reserving it.
No, but, okay, so then I have to go higher rate.
You put in the CAW code?
Marcus, you already know.
Now,
anything
move,
I know
move. I got it.
Alexis, you know, you and Marcus know my name. Thank you. Y'all please, you know, honey, to help me. You know, I'm only
at
the Marriott, honey.
Well, can we get a clarification of the,
No, bitch, I don't have a problem with saying my name, Miss Thing, because only a bitch that's going to say it is a bitch who underneath a motherfucking fake profile, not a bitch from their real motherfucking profile, bitch.
Bitch, I'm scared, bitch. You're scared me, bitch.
Okay. Bitch, I don't have a problem with... I don't probably was saying my name because the only bitch that's going to repeat it is a bitch underneath a fake motherfucking profile. My name is what it is. D-C-H-H Junior the motherfucking third.
You're not a junior, is you? I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up kind of time, but Junior.
That's right, bitch. Honey, please. I don't give a fuck. I dear motherfucking bitch. I wish a bitch would.
Did Alexis call you your abuse?
Yeah, she did, Miss Thing. Yeah, he did. But I ain't right about it, Miss Thing. Let another motherfucking bitch try to do it, Miss Thing. I'ma smack her motherfucking teeth two shades motherfucking lighter.
Marcus, the girl said they want a you will feel presidential. The girl said they want a presidential suite. She's already taken.
That's already reserved. Tell them.
Yes, it is, honey.
But tell them we'll definitely invite them over to the to the VIP party. But
stay
tell them you feel presidential in all of their suites because every room is nice, guaranteed.
Stay on your side of the presidential. That's all I gotta say.
Wow. I'll be in the presidential suite, Miss Thanks.
There's a lot going on.
I'm making all cocktails in the presidential suite.
Is that going to be Ebony Weekend?
Oh, no.
That'll be in it. Isn't that Ebony Weekend also?
I don't know anything about it being an Ebony Weekend. I think it's an Ebony get-together. I think they'll have an Ebony Weekend another time, you know. You know, the Ebonys always show us love. They always come
out. But the Ebony meet and greet would definitely be nice.
Meet and greet.
Well, I not even meet and greet with them every time they get in that chat room.
It's gonna be a snow meet and greet that weekend, baby. The House of Snow will have their official house.
And everyone, we know it's February.
The House of Snow is first house meet. Hold on, wait, Marcus, hold on, wait. The House of Snow will have their first annual house meeting that weekend. All members and anybody
prospects
that wants to be a part of the house, any prospects that want to be a part of the house, any prospects that want to be leaders, you have to come with all your gifts and all your talents to let us
wear your $20 dues.
Yes, sir. If you want to be a leader, it's a $50 fee. We will have the Blue Devils on deck.
Well, I'll be debuting my house too, honey.
Naima, girl, when you coming out, girl?
She thought about the house a foot long.
What? Oh, I don't want. I'm not being a part of that house.
The house are fully functional foot long.
Well, Naima, don't forget your bathing suit. The hotel has an indoor pool and jacuzzi, so make sure you bring your bathing suit.
It'll
be February. You'll get your life.
Somebody said to tell her don't forget to bring her motherfucking Timberlands to cover those toes.
Bro, my toes.
I don't know what.
They better not ever let me find out whoever sent that message, honey. Because I know of a few girls' toes on this phone, honey, that, yeah, so.
Oh, Lord, what does he say? I already know you're not.
There's nothing wrong with my toes, honey. I gladly walked around.
You mine. I'm from Chicago, just like you. When you said you lost your legendary streetwear, you know what you meant. This is not the first time. Girl, you really trying to make
it. Who's that, Tayana talking to Camaro?
No, that's Camaro talking back to her.
Oh, okay. Kelly, what's your zip code?
My zip code is 10474.
So, wait a minute, Marcus. So, Marcus, if you're going to book the 109 rate, you can go in and change it later to get us.
Right.
Get us,
I will call her in the morning and have her change some kings over, and then you can just switch it over. Or if you just want to wait until tomorrow, friend, I'll take care of it for you. I know your name.
Okay.
Oh, somebody said tell her toes look like hairy knuckles.
It may not be TJ late ass that's on this doggone phone.
Why do you think it's me?
And they said she always got those flip flops on with the big flowers to cover those knuckles.
I know who that is.
Oh, man.
I know who that is.
I don't have no flip flops with no big flower.
That girl, they is at. Even, why y'all always at her? Leave her feet alone.
This is Big Sexy at yahoo.com, right, Kelly?
At AOL.com.
TS Big Sexy, no number?
TS Big Sexy 155 at AOL.com.
Okay.
Mister, y'all gonna leave my email her feet alone, Mister Girl, okay? I'm not gonna play with this, Mister. Somebody just hit me up and said her feet look like cow knuckles.
Screenshot me that name, honey, so I can go on.
I don't sit out the tea. Hold on, I'm about to put the phone by the computer so you can hear it when it pop up, so you don't think it's me saying this, because they type it again, honey. Hold on, I'm waiting for it to pop up. You just heard it pop up. It says she got big ass motherfucking corns.
Come on over here, eat these corns then, honey.
Oh, wait, hold on. Another message. They type it again. Hold on.
They're going in.
They said those feet look like curly fries. They is typing, and it's two different people, honey. Her feet is a real foot long.
Oh, my God. They need screenshot me that.
I cannot spill the tea of my listeners, honey. You know, all of this is a confidential, honey. But you know what I'm gonna do, honey? Whenever this show comes to end, Miss Sangbit, I'm just gonna post all of the messages up this day.
Oof.
Bitch, it's gonna be nasty.
That's good. You talking about Armageddon, honey? In real life, that's gonna be Armageddon. This
shit ain't gonna never be a ball. The ballroom gonna be shut down for 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, way.
They're gonna be tearing it everywhere.
All right, Kelly, your room is reserved.
Okay. Oh shit. They said her feet reminds me of the vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah. All right, TJ. You trying it?
Bitch, that ain't even me. I'm not even a computer, ho.
That's you.
Girl.
You saying something. Wait till you get up here the next time I see you.
Oh, my God.
We gonna have us a slap fest.
He says, flip a slap fest, y'all. Never mind.
What's that fight?
Not too much, Jason. Not too much. Did you say you was hanging out because it was turning into an underground conversation?
They're still here.
Daima?
Huh?
Bishop just posted a picture. Mistake.
Where?
Hey, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God. No, they're not. My bitch. The devil is a liar.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Naima, oh my God.
Say,
that's like a $300 mani and pedi right there, Naima.
Okay, they're going to take out the saw for that.
Bitch, if you dropkick somebody, it's over for them.
I'm cutting your cheap sheets, your expensive sheets, and everything, honey, with that.
Baby, oh my God, they going to pull out the Black and Decker this day.
I remember he used to be a con.
Who, Bishop?
No, Diego.
Bishop was a con.
You still on that time?
Yes, my son, a good in his video show.
Oh, so wait a minute. So, speaking of.
Oh, big shout out to my son. He did T.I.'s video shoot. They did a video shoot to T.I.
Disgusting.
So, Kelly, how was the dinner you fixed on Sunday?
The dinner was fabulous.
Did all your special guests come over there?
Yes, they sure did.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did come over.
Not too much.
Why are you so worried about his tip my house?
Don't worry about it, honey.
Honey, y'all don't like each other. But I don't know why you and that lady don't like each other. But y'all two bitches is always at my motherfucking
what you mean,
door. What
me and her don't like each other? We all right.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Oh.
I'm talking about you and that other lady. You and the overall Mother Meekly.
No. Correction.
Alexis.
Okay.
Okay. You and Mother Alan Meekly, Miss St. Yard, is always at my motherfucking door when it comes to a motherfucking snack. Okay, y'all two need to stop. Yes, Mother Meekly.
Miss Alexis, darling.
What, girl?
You was calling for me, bitch, Alexis. Are you trying to, Alexis?
What? No, Nicole, I didn't
say anything. I thought we were sisters and stuff. You know, we was going to go to Alexis.
Go away. I didn't know that was private information.
Kelly, who's in your background now?
What'd you say?
Who's in your background now?
Baby, it's about is they in my background? They're not in the background. They're in the room.
Now, Naima, is the person that you were cruising the same person that I was looking at?
No,
mm-hmm.
No.
So Miss Kelly,
she's with you.
What are you? You lonely? What are you? What are you? You pick
Ima,
up. Hi, Jason. Hi,
hold
everybody.
On,
Naima.
No,
baby, be quiet. How are you playing? Bodyguard, Wolverine, USA Forces, over all these individuals, and you single fat and sexy free. I don't get it.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
And because my motherfucking York peppermint patties is my York peppermint patties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I wish you a stop knocking for the prince. Stop knocking for the champ. I wish Naima would stay away from the meat. And I wish she would stop.
Wait a minute. Did you just say the champ? Did you just say the champ?
I said the champ and the prince for you.
Before you even looked at the champ, I've been on 8-hour conversations with it. You can go sit down with that, okay? You take your prince and you roll it under your belt. The champ ain't no conversation.
Well, I need all y'all to stand to the side, okay?
Thank
Lord. No, I'm letting y'all all know. You'll get fucking cut over the champ, okay? And that
who's
is for real.
Who's y'all?
Whoever wants the champ. That's not here nor there.
I cannot interview her right now. I guess it's going to be a surprise.
Interview who? What are you girls talking about?
The girls say interview time. She's on the line.
No, y'all know I don't do all that stuff. Me and Kelly.
Maybe it's the coldest one ever, T. I don't know.
Out of respect to her being a former cast member, we're gonna wait until the 27th of January. We're gonna wait until the 28th of January.
Jason, you hear this?
What happened? What's happening on the 28th of January? Coldest winter ever.
Okay.
What's the battle this time?
There's no battle. I won all those.
Nicole, you slipping on your pimping, girl. Let me see if your name on this list. Girl, you ain't like yet. Oh, that's shocking.
What list?
This one here is fine in this middle, though, girl. Ooh.
Who was you talking about? The other two about me, Kelly? You said what about about Nicole, the two people with the chamber, somebody else in there. Who you were talking about? I was answering.
I said that you need to stop.
San Antonio, girl. Remember you was at San Antonio.
Oh, no. I'm not even. She's not even in that. She's not even in that league, honey. She needs to stop tipping around and stay away from the Meek.
Oh, she's talking about Meechie.
Well, Alexis, what are you talking about? What picture?
Girl, look on your newsfeed, girl. You'll see it.
You have a picture with me?
No,
it's not a picture. It's not a picture. You don't see the champ, baby? Oh, I wasn't on the computer. I don't want to do all that. Just, I got to be on the phone nights and nights up with him. I mean, it doesn't matter, Kelly. That's OT for me. Like,
yeah, you could be on the phone. You could be on the phone, but I was with him.
And I have been many a times. In fact, every time he came to New York City. Okay, so all that is bullshit. And I get called first, too, by the way. Go, get
it? Well, you get called first out of you and Kelly?
See, no one is talking about you and comparing you in this conversation. Why are you trying to find a sneak hole or some type of crack in the foundation to introduce yourself?
It's all right, honey, but I was muted. This trip, I was.
Pick up your face and that 30 inches of weave and keep it moving.
Well, speaking of picking up a weave, Miss Kelly, what was going on in that clip when I watched
she
was at Vogue Nights and
Miss Desmond has slayed you, girl.
Actually, if y'all want to get technical, the clip was edited to make Jasmine look good, but they didn't have the beginning of the clip when I went on Jasmine with 50 inches of hair. That part of the clip is not up. It's only the part where Jasmine is up. But if the whole clip was up, Miss Thing, when I went in on her first, she had
Miss
no
Thing, they said, Kelly, they said, bye, girl, not tonight, Miss Thing.
Yeah, okay, but don't worry, honey. I'll be seeing Miss Jasmine again.
She called you to the floor, Miss Thing. What happened?
Called me to the floor. I gave her what I gave her. Becky gave me what she gave me, but they only put up her part of the clip.
Was Caesar there that night?
No, Caesar wasn't there that night.
Oh, maybe that was somebody else.
That was one of Jasmine's little girlfriends, so you know they only put up Jasmine part of the clip.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, who's that? Rodney?
Yeah, what's going on?
You still don't unfold at 2:49.
I'm in and out. I'm at work. I put the phone on mute while I go take care of stuff.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good.
Did Smiles get out of jail yet?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Did Smiles get out of jail?
Why do y'all have Camaro mugshot up in there?
I don't have Camaro mugshot up nowhere. That's somebody who is attacking him. I mean, they've been going at it. Laura Spears or something.
They put everybody mugshot up in there. You see many different girls in their mugshots.
I'm glad they ain't got mine.
I ain't got one in years, so.
Wait. Bitch, do you see what Bissett just posted up in that room?
Bitch, I just choked on my motherfucking candy. Bissett.
Let a real girl through, honey.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Do I really want to see this?
Bitch, yes you do, Jason. Go look, Jason.
Cause them toes was enough.
Jason, go and look.
Who is eating on the phone?
Oh,
Nicole.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm eating Doritos, and I'm chewing down, not eating. I'm sorry.
Down. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, she probably said, like, hold the door. I'm so hungry right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I am going to fuck Bishop up, okay?
Coffee
baby.
Gave all y'all a little piece, didn't he?
Who?
Yeah, he gave all of us a little piece.
Yes, he did. Oh, shit. Let a real girl come through, honey. But that really do look like Alexis, though.
Like, it looks like the current picture that Alexis have up.
I got a picture, honey.
Was there Alexis eating that ice cream cone?
That was my throwback dude, when I tell you they was hitting me up in my inbox, like, you know what? You need to stop.
Did everybody like my throwback pictures that I posted on?
You still at the same.
I know.
Oh.
I told you I came out the pussy looking this way.
Mm. So, well, mm. You're right. You came out. Shut up.
Mm. Mm.
I came
and
out.
You
the,
agree.
I came out the pussy looking this way. You go ahead.
What you said to go and you agree.
Why y'all ain't put up no throwback pictures of y'all? Since y'all got so much to say.
The same reason why you shouldn't put up no throwback pictures of you.
Ooh,
why?
Because they look fucking fierce and I'm not putting none up like that.
Oh, at least you know not to put your pictures up.
No, at least you know. I was trying to give you some advice, sis.
Kelly, why are they saying that that's your foot and leg? I'm not
I'm not worried about those motherfucking ham hock looking legs, baby, because my legs. Okay, baby. My legs look nothing like that.
Oh,
at...
my God, Mom. Before this thing say, are your bills piling up? I will say good night. Oh, shit.
Oh yes, we got a few minutes left into the show. We don't never get to say goodnight, so can everybody please say goodnight so we can definitely.
Now you find it tonight.
Y'all are fucking kiki. Good night.
I cannot.
Mm-mm. I will say goodnight, everybody. You guys have a good time. I'll see you guys next week.
Oh my God, Alexis is knocked out on this train. Alexis, that is wrong, Alexis. I know you had a hard day at school, sister, but damn.
You see, you gotta watch
that's
the girls. You gotta be
she
careful. The girls got cameras everywhere.
Oh my God, baby. Well, we ain't gonna say goodnight. We're gonna let the white man cut us off again. But everybody, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Jason in London and the Tea Party Cast. They will definitely be live on the air, honey, giving y'all the hottest dish and, you know, recapping whatever we did in recap tonight. And don't forget Wednesday night as my legendary iconic sister, the overall founder, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be having the State of Emergency show on Wednesday night, honey. So, bitch, how you doing? But,
You hear that
wait.
Voice?
Was that Maya? Where her old ass come from?
Wait till I charge this motherfucker. Wait till I charge my cell phone up, bitch. I'm going to wake that motherfucking underground up, Miss Sang, with this video of Miss Alexis.
Oh, shit.
Well, speaking of a video of Alexis.
No, this is a new one, Naima.
Ooh. Alexis, the girls is at you tonight,
Miss
Sang.
Will there be a part two in North Carolina in February?
It was already a part two in D.C.
Oh, it is?
Yes, I have it in my phone.
Bitch. Alexis, you didn't tell me about that.
No, girl, listen. You know, I was in the room, girl. I forgot what we was listening to. Girl, I was feeling like stripper cunt this thing. Bitch, I was going off. Bitch, I tell about that hoe was getting me. I said, oh, my God, not again. You know, yeah. For those who don't know me, there's no shame in my body, bitch. I am proud of all of me.
You sure is, honey, because you lift up that skirt and said, thanks for reaching out when we was over there at the park, bitch. Just let the wind come through and everything, honey. Just no panties or nothing, just panties. Thanks for reaching out. I was just like, oh, my God.
Saying the girl is so fierce, Miss Thane. Why somebody just inboxed me about the picture Jason put up and said, why that look like Toya Ebony?
Oh, let me put it back then, because I was going to change the post, so I deleted it.
Miss Day, girl, you girls are a fucking key, Miss Day. Bitch, I enjoy being on the show with the girls at Elk, bitch. Sometimes I don't be wanting to be getting on the show, honey, but I enjoy getting on the show with the girls, honey. Y'all make it a key, honey. I want to thank all of y'all, honey, for being here and being a part of the family, honey. We are family.
Yes, I enjoy being on here, too. Oh, so Shady Rodney.
So I'm going to remind y'all again, the legendary, iconic House of Snow will have their open house February the 23rd. Be there or be square.
And me and Rodney, me and you going to meet in the back.
Everybody must have their $25 bag.
$25, $50 for leaders.
Okay, yes.
Overall positions is 8-ball.
Cable
oh,
on sale
God.
Right now.
Yes, tables are on sale, honey. Don't forget to get your VIP tickets to the presidential suite for the party, honey. It's a black bag party, Miss Tay.
I don't know about y'all side of the presidential suite.
Hold on. All butch queens must drop all clothes in the bag. Female figures. All female figures can have on a house gal. With nothing underneath it.
Yeah, no, I'm female, coming.
Listen, no female figures invited. That's how you turn it.
No, I'm coming.
Y'all letting female figures in there?
Uh-uh.
No, y'all letting female figures in there? Naima.
No, I know
we about to get
queen.
Cut off, but somebody said if Naima dick is bigger than the Butch Queen, she's not allowed to come.
Oh, my God. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what
they said.
I'm doing this post.
Alexa, is it for female figures too? Yeah.
I don't do that.